film vault.
Jesus.
Get out, film
Whoa.
Vault.
Hey, now.
We got a lot of film vault right out of the gate. Welcome to the film vault. That is Anderson. I'm Brian Bishop. We're your hosts. Today on the film vault, top five movies you loved when you were nine. Top five movies you loved as a nine-year-old child.
You know what,
and
people,
joining us today is an actual nine-year-old, Gil. He'll be coming up in a few minutes.
Gilly. Gil's a good kid.
Gil's a great kid.
I'm excited about this episode.
Truth be told, we'll come out right away with a full disclosure. We taped the second two episodes separately, second two segments separately with Gil at the Nerdist Studios in Hollywood on Sunset Boulevard.
How'd it go?
As I recall, it was we walked the line of appropriate and inappropriate. Yeah, I think this will be a very popular episode.
You were more inappropriate than I was.
I disagree.
Oh, well, you're absolutely more. You said the fuck word.
I never said it. We have no. God damn it, Anderson.
You said the fuck word.
We didn't have any cursing in this episode.
Oh, well, you said the fuck word. He said it.
He meant to say flick, but he added the
no,
U.
I said fick.
He said fuck.
This is terrible. Is supposed to be one episode without any cursing.
You know what? Let's bleep it.
It'll be clean. I'm not going to let it slide.
Okay, you're going to bleep?
Just for this episode.
You're going to bleep every time I say fuck?
Okay.
Okay.
God damn it.
You know, in the beginning
of
the show,
say fuck
moments
the
ago, I said, hey now.
Yeah,
people say that all the time. I don't like to be one of those people. I said it, but it was organic, Brian. It was like real. Like my ears were being raped right off the bat
by your voice.
Yeah, it was so enthusiastic that I actually found myself saying "Hey now," but not like in the Larry Sanders sense.
Speaking of so enthusiastic, I so liked Gil, our guest coming up in the next two segments.
Stop confusing the audience. It's like Back to the Future. I so liked Gil, the guy that's coming up.
Yeah, I so enjoyed Gil meeting him, the guy we're about to meet.
Kid.
That kid's going places. You know, like best about
you know
him?
What? I question his taste in movies.
Yeah, but you question my taste in movies, and here I am.
I'm
your boss.
You're a suckler.
That's right.
You're not. You're nothing more than a suckler.
Who signs the checks?
It's true, because it comes out of your personal account.
Yeah.
You have to do more paperwork than I
That's
do.
That's right.
Very small checks, too. Must add.
I'm going to make it up to you, by the way, at the end of the year, give you a big golf check.
I don't know what that means.
Like a big one, like on foam core.
Uh-huh. That doesn't just apply to golf. It could be like some kind of cheesy reality show, such as you got.
That's right.
Your little $100,000.
A cheesy reality show.
Cheesy reality show, yeah. Who wants to be a thousandaire?
Who wants to be a...
Can we do talk about movies? Want to do that?
Let's talk about some films.
Yeah, let's do that.
We have, by the way, advance warning also. We're going to skip some gambling for this week. We'll pick it up next week. Anderson is out of town. We have some funky recording schedule going on. We did gamble last week. We'll pay that off this week, and we'll pick up the gambling. We'll resume the gambling competition next week on next week's episode.
Yeah.
First.
Hey now. Just happened again.
Flick fashions.
Flick fest.
That's flick fest. Let's confess the flicks we've seen in the past week. Anderson, speaking of gambling, I lost last week, and you assigned me a film to see, which I saw today in the theater near my house. By the way, that's a fantastic theater. I was reminded how great it was.
It's got Brian written all over
it.
Here's what the theater is that Brian likes.
Delightful leather seats, by the way. They recline.
Like the leather seats,
no,
by the way.
No, delightful leather seats,
mm-hmm.
I said.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Here's Brian's idea of a good time in a good theater. They can bring you drinks if you like. If you're 21 of age and you would like to have an adult beverage while watching your program.
That's nice.
They make you pick out your seats beforehand.
I love that.
They're large
that.
Popcorn.
I love
is,
that.
Pretty much every theater is small.
How dare you?
Pretty much every theater is small popcorn. Okay. It's very, very tiny.
That's hilarious.
And it looks like something Kubrick might have dreamed up that will look at the future in the 70s. That's how I like my theaters.
At all.
They have ushers that show you to your seat.
None of that's true.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's a terrible
theater.
What
are you talking about?
It's one of these theaters where, like, we're going to rape your wallet and we're going to give you little excuses as to why we're doing it.
I got it for $9.50 today.
I like my my bars to be hole in the walls, and I like my theaters to be raw art theaters, yeah. I like my shoes to be left behind. This is true. I've actually been in a theater where I was walking and my shoe came off my foot.
Because you're stuck to the ground.
Yeah, the floors were that sticky.
This is
that theater burned down. That theater is no longer there.
The Pussycat Theater.
This is not
one of those theaters. This is a nice theater. And I saw Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Yes!
Logan, by the way, has informed us. We've been getting comments that emails that we lead up to our movies very articulately. And then when the movie comes, we mumble the title.
We've been hearing that for years.
Well, that's probably because it's true.
Why did you continue tonight to do
no,
that?
No! Beasts of the Southern Wild.
That's pretty mumbly.
That's not mumbly at all.
Bests of the Southern Withful?
That's right. All that's true.
Beasts of the Southern Wild. This is a movie that I enjoyed.
It came out a few weeks ago. Directed by Ben Zeitlin. Starring,
But her name is Hush Puppy. We're not saying fuck!
Quvenzhané.
God damn it! Logan.
Quvenzhané.
I covered
Quvenzhané.
A couple weeks ago.
Quvenzhané Wallace. I have a feeling we're going to have to know this name like Gabourey Sidibe.
She's got to change her name to Q.
Like Gabourey Sidibe. We had to know her name eventually. Like I wanted to avoid it as long as I could, and then she got nominated for an Oscar.
You have a feeling we're going to have to learn this girl's name, though, right?
Quvenzhané.
fucking name is.
Brian, stop cussing.
Sorry.
You're making it difficult on 14%.
That's right. Logan's earning that 15% this week, I'll tell you that much. Mm-hmm. I feel bad writing this check.
He's like a crab fisherman.
That's right.
Yeah. Hauling those fucks off the board.
Quvain Janay.
Off the sorting table.
Quvain Janay Wallace stars as Hush Puppy. Mm-hmm. She was 5 years old when she was cast in this film, 6 years old when it was shot, and is now, I don't know how it works out, but she's 9 years old now.
Well, it took a while to get
quite a while ago.
Distributed.
I guess so, but ironic, a nine-year-old stars in the film. We have a nine-year-old guest coming up. Maybe Quvain Janay and
a little hookup,
Gil action.
Mm-hmm. All right. What did you think of the movie?
The movie was very, very good. I think it was great.
So happy you said
that. It was very good. Not great. Maybe almost awesome. It felt like something I might anticipate Terrence Malick making if he was making a first film. Mm-hmm. It's nice and short, but a lot of it reminded me of...
it's very stream of conscious.
Stream of conscious.
Which I don't like a lot of the
it's
time.
Described,
but if it's a child,
I think
I'm into it.
Wikipedia described it as a fantasy drama, which you don't often see.
It's
fantasy,
Labyrinth.
But it's not whimsical. It is not a whimsical fantasy. That's what I'm saying. I see very often a lot of one film.
I know. I'm just trying to think of. So, yeah. I mean, Pan's Labyrinth is the only one that comes to mind. Pan's Labby.
Yeah, usually these fantasy films are kind of whimsical.
It's not heavy on the fantasy, though. There's very little fantasy. Most of it's reality. Most of it is harsh reality. They don't rely much on the whimsical beasts. The whimsical beasts actually could have been cut out of the film, and I think the movie would have held up. It would have lost
the
a little.
Beasts are a motif.
There's not a whole lot of them. And other than the line that she gives to the beast at the very end, which was fan-fucking-tastic. Sorry. I'm sorry, Logan. You don't realize how much you cuss until you start cussing.
If Quvain, oh god.
But it could do without the beasts in the movie. Well, the title would make a little less sense, but I think that the movie would still hold up without those beasts. You don't go watching. Don't go looking for beasts.
The movie was not reliant on.
She is phenomenal.
Yes,
it is a restricted narrative, which means you're going to be stuck with her. It's what I call I told you before. It's an investment movie, Brian. I mean, it's not the easiest of watches, but it's not the hardest by any means.
It's
definitely a movie. Aren't you glad you saw it? Aren't you glad it's in your head?
I'm glad I saw it because I feel like come award season, I'm going to have an opinion on this film.
No, that's not a good reason to.
Okay,
it's a terrible reason to be happy to watch a movie.
It's a good movie. It was tough. It's like having a 9-year old tell you a story.
Yeah,
or a 6-year old tell you a story. It's like,
it's rare.
All right, I'm with you. I'm kind of following you.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it's not about the story, but please, I defy you to tell the story of the movie.
It's a story about a little girl who lives, I mean, in a make-believe, it's somewhat made up, but it's supposed to be Katrina, post-Katrina, pre-Katrina, post-Katrina, and you get to kind of walk in her shoes and feel like a 6-year-old little girl living in Katrina in just utter squalor.
Yeah.
Utter, with a sick dad. And I'm never going to experience that in real life. Sitting in that movie theater is the closest I'll ever come to it, and as a result, I have a better understanding of that
part of the
kind of experience.
Yeah. I was struck a couple of times thinking like, wow, people live this way.
It felt like a documentary at times.
Part of it did.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, on to a fun movie.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
From a couple weeks ago.
I recommend.
Ted! Finally saw Ted.
Let's do this. This is a movie made for Brian.
You see Ted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl and I went and saw Ted.
Flickfest and Ted?
I'll Flickfest it with you. Here's what I said on my way to Ted. Now, I'm concerned about going to see Ted, lady, friend of mine, because as much as I love our friend, what the fuck is his name?
Seth
MacFarlane. I'm sorry.
Writer director.
I'm sorry. As much as I love, I used to live in his apartment. Remember I told you that? Yeah. We used to live in mine, and then I moved into it,
right.
But I didn't know about that. Anyways, exact same apartment. He knew about the scratches in the back kitchen and everything. Weird. Weird coincidence.
Yeah, weird.
But as much as I love that guy, as much as Family Guy is liked by people, I understand the humor. I see that it's very funny. However, I had picked side. I picked South Park.
You're a South Park guy.
But I still will support anything that MacFarlane does, and I like him. He's very, very funny. He's a genius. I like most of the people that were in the movie. Couldn't wait to go see it. But I waited for a full week purposely because I knew that there was going to be
over laughing
a ton of douche fucks. Yep. Oh, sorry, Logan. I'm seriously not trying
this
to do
is
that.
This tough.
In the audience and the people behind me did all they could to ruin it.
Were they over laughing?
No, but they were giving commentary. Like, you know, the shooting star in the beginning. The guy's like, there it is. There it is. All right. Oh, didn't see that coming. Like, you know, like instead of laughing, he's commenting.
Yeah.
You can laugh all you want, people, but don't, like, because there's something wrong with you, you can't laugh out loud, you have to say things?
Right.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. Oh, it's just such a typical fanboy of Seth MacFarlane, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, adding his own commentary as
like he's he wants you to know he's appreciating the film, not just observing.
What's worse is he had two little girls that were with him laughing at everything he said.
Oh, boy.
And I was thinking, what are these girls? And then I was just kind of just trying to figure out what they looked like during the movie, so which is distracting. Finally saw them at the end, 15 years old and chunky.
Oh.
Yeah. All right.
Ted.
Anyways.
Starring Mark Wahlberg, Mila Kunis, Seth MacFarlane, the voice of our own Jim McHale, who hopefully will get on the show soon.
Giovanni Ribisi. That's going to happen.
Giovanni Ribisi, a fantastic Giovanni
awesome,
Ribisi.
Yes.
I'm just going to stop even saying fantastic Giovanni Ribisi because it goes without saying.
He's always good.
He's always good. Patrick Warburton, Matt Walsh, a couple of great cameos, which I will not reveal, but look forward to a couple of great cameos. The release, Anderson, was actually pushed up, which you rarely see. Mm-hmm. It was exactly, to me, exactly what you'd expect from a Seth MacFarlane movie.
It's exactly what it delivers.
And that's a good thing.
It's
what you'd expect. It's sort of the Family Guy style, rapid-fire jokes, a lot of nonsense. On sequiturs and scatological type stuff, a lot of
it's definitely a movie made for guys, but I saw with the girls
flashbacks to random shit that means nothing.
That's the problem that I have with all Seth MacFarlane stuff, is he's so pop culture, and like you watch Ted 5-10 years from now, it's going to be all so self, it's going to be so referencing the pop culture of today. Like even the very last joke of the movie, you remember it?
No.
It's very, it even shows a picture. Anyhow,
I remember what they give the updates on the characters, like he, blah, 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 and this guy.
The very last joke is very, very pop culture reference of what's going on today.
Well, just saying, we'll cut it out.
No, but the girl was laughing. She laughed numerous times, and it's tough to squeeze laughs out of her.
Oh, I remember laughing a lot at the last joke.
I'm sure you did. You liked it. What is it? Did you see it, Logan?
Yeah, I saw it, but I don't remember the last joke.
The very last thing. Come on.
Just saying, we'll cut it out.
I can't remember.
Wow.
My brain is mush. I've seen like 9 movies since I've seen you last. All right, I can't remember everything.
Sorry, buddy.
I didn't like that he was such a nerdy kid when he was young, and then he grows up to be Mark Wahlberg. I wish they would have casted somebody a little more pathetic looking rather than a giant buff guy.
Like Steve Guttenberg? Huh?
Ooh.
What about that? What was the last guy? You know how many listeners right now are going, you know, and screaming at their device?
The joke!
The last
it's got a 69% on Rotten Tomatoes, which I guess is an indicator that it's intended for a very specific audience. The one thing I liked about the third act of the film, where Giovanni Ribisi is featured prominently, I liked that it had the good sense to wrap it up quickly. There was sort of a obligatory ending to a movie like this, and I liked that it had the sense to sort of get to the ending quickly. Like they dismissed with all of the what could have been a much longer, more drawn out conclusion. You have anything to add?
No, I'm obsessed about the last.
You're not
joke.
Gonna be able
I can't
to find
think.
It.
God damn it! The hell, Logan, you're worthless.
Well, we knew that.
Here's another one for you. Fuck. All right, are you done yet?
One more movie, and very short because it was a short documentary called Videosyncrasy from 2010, directed by Lulu Hansen and Nadia Nikovic.
Lulu.
It's a profile, Anderson, of 3 independent video stores in Los Angeles, Vidiots in Santa Monica.
Oh, I got to see this. That's my video
Old
store.
Bank DVD and Eddie Brandt's. It's a short DVD. It's a short document. It's only like 45 minutes. I thought it was going to be longer, but it ended before I thought it was going to. It's like an appetizer that made me hungry for an entree. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you can profile these places in a full-length feature, and it'll be interesting because God knows the people that go into these places are extraordinary. Like, remember we talked about the movie Cinemania, the weirdos that go see movies all the time?
Yeah, the New York folks who don't have friends and then just go see old classics.
Yeah, this is the L.A. video store version of that.
They didn't hit Cinephile at all, huh?
No, it was only those 3. Which I'm saying, they could have hit other
ones. I never heard of the other 2, but Vidiots is fantastic.
Yeah, Vidiots
love
is
that
interesting.
Yeah.
I think
you get a free movie on your birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
I think a whole movie could have been mined out of this, and I would like to see it someday. Videosyncrasy.
Mined out of it. All right. So I already hit Ted. Hit it with you.
Yeah.
Now I'm obsessed.
Hit
the rest
that
of the,
shit.
Rest of the episode.
Hit
don't,
that.
Don't say shit. Logan has to cut it.
Sorry.
And don't cut it. Believe it. So I already hit Ted with you.
Believe it.
All 3 of the movies that I saw, Brian, in theaters now. Yeah, look at this. Me being all timely.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Timely and shit.
Brian. Seriously, I put somebody on hold who was calling in Loveline. Put them on hold. They've been listening to the show for the last 15 minutes.
Lucky them.
How do you like that? As soon as they drop off, my ego just goes right in the sink, right down the sink.
Good for them.
I'm going to go, no, we must have gotten boring for a second. All right, I saw a movie that I was very excited about. I believe it was in my top 5 most anticipated summer movies. It was Savages.
Oh,
Oliver Stone. I saw Savages.
Yeah.
Ringing in a scant 131 minutes. The fuck's wrong with you? Oh, sorry. Dude, I'm serious. I'm sorry. What's wrong with you all this
time? This is rough.
Does it need to be 131 minutes? I mean, you could have told that story in scant 90. Would have much preferred that. Cut a couple characters. You know who the characters you should have cut out? The top 3. The main 3 characters. Didn't like any.
Least compelling characters.
Disliked
the main
all
3?
Of them. Wow. Blake Lively, suck it. Taylor Kitsch, did not like your dreads. Or maybe it was the other guy that had the dreads. Aaron Johnson.
Regardless.
Ben Chan and O, y'all sucked. Didn't like any of it. That was the problem with the movie. And you know what else? Wasn't a huge fan of her. Wasn't a huge fan of, what's her F, who was the bad lady. Don't like her.
Oh,
I can't believe that I'm actually talking about movies. Selma Hayek didn't do it for me. I knew that she was going after Cocaine Cowboy Girl. Didn't ring true. Didn't like it.
Was Savages any good? I've yet to find out if that
Parts of it were decent, but it was nothing you haven't seen before. The one ring
this
endorsement.
This is the film McGamble done, by the way.
Yes. The one ring endorsement I can give it. But you don't have to go see it in the theater to get the most out of this character. Benicio del Toro playing Lado. But even that, he plays an awfully evil sociopathic character who doesn't care about anyone but himself, obviously. He is the henchman, the muscle of the drug cartel, the Mexican drug cartel. He's the one who takes care of all the business. He, however, it's great to have him back. It's like an old friend who I haven't seen in a long time. I miss you, Benicio. You were great in this movie. But you don't need to see it in the theater to really capture his essence. It's nothing you haven't seen before. If you're a fan of Breaking Bad, it's like everything you've seen in Breaking Bad, but not nearly as good.
But if you haven't seen Breaking Bad like me, maybe you'll love it.
I could see like a little Brian liking it. I could see you liking this movie 5 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. All right. But not loving it. There's just nothing really to love there. I mean, the whole thing is like, okay. John Travolta's character was fun. Yeah. But it was a letdown. I was hoping Oliver Stone was going to come back with some really great new stuff. But all that being said, Brian, I went and saw Brave.
Yeah, Brave.
Brave. Brave. We're moving on to the next movie now. I'm going to say it here quite clearly. Brave. Pixar movie. I was afraid Pixar was dead and gone.
Footnote to this.
Dying.
Went to see Ted with Christy, and I was explaining Brave to her on the way out. And she's like, what's Brave? I'm like, oh, it's the animated film with the, you know, they're coming out. She's like, I don't know what that is. With the redheaded, the
who's
redheaded
Christy?
Thing. My wife. Redheaded thing. She had no concept of Brave. No idea what Brave was.
It's Pixar's least traveled film, probably. Right. Least travel as far as the trades and the billboards and whatnot. We have not used, you know, Cars, Wall-E, all the Pixar
onslaught.
Movies. Yeah, it's like the starving kids in Ethiopia know about those movies, you know? They don't have food, but they know about what's playing in Hollywood.
Yep. A single tear trickles down their cheek, and their
and a fly flies off.
Bellies, yep.
And I think they put little ads on the fly's wings in Ethiopia. That's how they find out, because there's so many ads for Pixar movies usually.
Oh, it's right
not
during
this
your eyeball.
One, I was standing off.
Do you know what the round belly thing is called? That's called kwashiorkor.
How do you know that?
I don't know. It's a great word, though.
They're not pregnant?
Oh, I think that's – no, wait. That's the girl that starred in Savages at Beasts of the Southern Wilds.
Did you say Savages first?
I did.
Right.
Beasts of the Savage Wilds.
Listen. Brave.
Kwashiorkor Wallace.
Cars 2 broke my – I broke my streak of seeing every Pixar movie in the theater. Cars 2 came out, and I just heard such terrible things. I'm like, I don't want to lose my love affair with Pixar. I love them. They can do no wrong. I don't want to go see a movie that annoys me. I didn't like Cars 2, Cars 1 that much. Never even saw Cars 2. Wasn't planning on seeing Brave, and I'm like, you know what? It's getting some decent reviews. I'm hearing some decent things about it, but I'm not – I thought it was going to be too typical Disney. It looked like, okay, now they're going back to the medieval times. It's going to be about a girl and a prince, a princess and a prince, and it was not what I was expecting at all. Not about a prince coming along to sweep her off her feet, Brian. Oh, no, it's a whole new direction. Oh. I'm not going to give anything away, but her relationship with her mom, the second half of the movie, I'm not going to say anything, but I don't know. Maybe I'm being kind of gay and dorky here, but I loved it.
Speaking of gay, I heard some talk that they're like,
let's get into
lesbian.
That for a second. The fact, okay, what you expect to happen in this movie is, like I said, Prince Charming to come in, and it's supposed to be all about him trying to like convince her to be with him. None of that happens. There's three guys that are courting her. She doesn't like any of them. That's the whole point of the movie. She's standing up for herself, saying, Mom, Dad, I don't want to marry any of these guys. They're all dorks. I want to do my own thing. I know how to shoot arrows. I will find my own love on my own time.
Play softball.
And you know what society's doing?
What's that?
Oh, well, she didn't pick one of the princes, then she must be a lesbian.
That's right.
Fuck you.
She doesn't want an arranged marriage.
Fuck off. I'm sorry.
She must like chicks.
I'm sorry, Logs.
I think you've sworn more in this episode so far than you would normally do on any other Uncensored episode.
But I'm not trying to. I promise you, I'm just fired up about people taking Brave the wrong way. Yes.
By the way, parents of Gil, if you're listening to this, realize how much we held ourselves back just to keep your son's innocence intact.
Hope you're ear-muffing Gil there. No, but Gil, it's all been cut out. Thanks to Logan. Logan's sure. Earning his money. Brenda Chapman directed it and wrote it, and she became the first American woman to direct an animated feature film from a major studio.
Really?
Perhaps she's a lesbian. I don't know. I don't care. She has red hair. I'm sure she put a lot of herself into the main character of the little girl who was played by Kelly MacDonald, actually, who
right.
You know her if you watch
Trainspotting. She's in Trainspotting.
I want to know that. I would.
She was also in No Country for Old Men.
Yes, that is true. I don't remember her in Trainspotting. That was years and years ago.
She was one I had sex with Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor?
Ewan McGregor.
Oh. I think of her more as Boardwalk Empire. That's where I really know her. Margaret Schroeder. And you recognize her voice from a mile away. But a really good movie. And here's the big problem. I don't even know who did the soundtrack, but it was forced down my throat a couple times. Mm. There was some slow motion shots of her riding a horse, and some Kelly McLaughlin type woman came on singing songs as she was galloping, whatever, galloping through the forest. And I was cringing with I will not buy the soundtrack no matter how many times. I just pictured like fat women from the Midwest enjoying it. You know what I mean?
In the arms of an angel.
I did not enjoy that aspect of the film. It happened 2 or 3 different times, Brian. But the rest of the movie, and at times it was a bit predictable. But hey, if you're predicting something awesome's going to happen and it does, it's great.
Yep.
Yeah. So I highly recommend Brave. I was really taken aback. But you know what it comes down to? Expectations. So I didn't expect much. I went in. I loved it. So don't go in expecting much. It's really good, though. It's the best, I'm going to say the best Pixar movie since WALL-E.
Wow. Maybe. Was The Incredibles before or after WALL-E?
Way before.
Was it even Pixar or was that Disney?
Pixar. Okay. How dare you?
Or no, it was DreamWorks. Okay, now I'm
Pixar.
Sorry, Logan. Say F-word.
Pixar.
Coming up next.
Brave.
9-year-old Gil.
I was crying during Brave. Is that gay?
You're going to like Gil, folks.
I was crying.
He joins us for top 5 movies he loved when you were 9.
Gil's a good kid.
Short Amazon list this week, Anderson. The reason being, you're going on vacation.
So, I'm here now.
Well, we have a few less days to draw from, but still some very interesting purchases. This is the part of the show where we go over the interesting Amazon.com purchases you guys click through, Anderson and Brian. And I don't know what you sick bastards are doing, how you're getting your kicks these days, but more people buying astronaut ice cream.
What ice cream?
Astronaut ice cream.
Why?
I don't know why.
Does that amuse you so much? I don't get it, Brian.
It amuses me or amuses them? It doesn't amuse me at all.
You're the one who's talking about it each week. They're just buying
Someone's,
it. Somebody's buying it and eating it in the privacy of their own home, and they're enjoying themselves. You're the one who's amused by it.
What if we're eating it in space?
I doubt that.
It's possible.
Is there Amazon in space?
No. They buy it down here and go into space.
Oh, every week? Come on, Brian.
It's unlikely. Mm-hmm. But maybe they need their supply. Regardless, we appreciate everything you buy, including, for some reason, Neapolitan-flavored pack of 10 Amazon ice cream, Astra ice cream, someone bought a Philips Norelco electric shaver. Obviously, they're going to shave their head or face. I do the same thing every week. So
might be the balls.
Possibly. Someone got a set of 4 Guinness pub glasses. Raise a pint to you, my friend. Someone got the original motion picture soundtrack to Drive. You're going to like that.
Ooh,
it's good stuff.
Drive around the streets, city streets at
night.
Yeah. With that thing going.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Someone got
it's enhanced if you smoke a cigarette.
Someone got something called Easy Mold Silicone Putty and also some moldable plastic. God knows what you sick bastards are going to make with that. I'd like to find out.
No, you know what the kids are doing now? You're blacking out your car and your rims with that stuff. It's pretty sweet.
You're kidding me.
No. You spray it on your alloys, and then you can just peel it off if you like. But it makes it look like you have sick black rims.
I'm going to believe you. You sound like you know what you're saying. I think I'm making that up.
No, I own some.
Someone got a humidifier for their reptile terrarium. That's
How do you
very
know that's
cool.
what it's for?
That's what it says. A reptile fogger terrarium humidifier. So good for you. Someone, some front-running bastard got a Miami Heat official 2012 NBA champions locker room snack pack.
Maybe
just flat.
Maybe he's been. You know what? I get accused of that all the time, being a Penguin fan. But I've loved them since
God.
They were terrible.
I didn't notice, by the way, under the column where they list how many of something someone bought. 3 people, Anderson, bought astronaut ice cream. So thank you to all 3 of you crazy bastards who decided to buy astronaut
ice cream. If I fight now, Brian, a week from now, a month, a year or two from now, that like you own some stock in this astronaut ice cream.
How great would that be?
How
great. This is my way to get a few pennies on the back end. No, there's not happening. And also, someone bought a copy of Trivial Pursuit Master Edition. That's very cool. Maybe you're planning on going on Millionaire like I did. Anderson?
Movies.
Yeah, people buy
you
movies.
Have some amazing taste in movies. And I'm going to prove it right now with some of the purchases that were made on Amazon by clicking through. Somebody bought Bronson, which I need to go back and revisit.
It's on the queue.
I have since fallen
It's streaming,
by
the way.
Don't watch the trailer.
Okay, I know nothing about it.
The trailer is so goddamn great, it'll never live up to the trailer.
It streams.
The movie.
Check it out.
I know it does. I'm well aware. But I need to watch it out again. Check it out again because I love that Tom Hardy so much. Election. Somebody bought Election. What movie comes out more than Election?
Not many.
Pretty much all the movies that Brian loves.
That's right.
God Bless America. That's a good one. Natural Born Killers, the unrated director's cut.
Ooh.
Because you can't watch the rated version.
No.
Not nearly enough violence. Right. Are you kidding me?
The unrated edition, so soft.
There are a few pretty amazing cuts. Like, you actually see violence. Like, there's a scene where his hand gets blown open,
right.
And then you see through his hand, you see more violence through his hand.
That's great.
It's like the violence of his hand being blown apart wasn't enough. You have to see violence in the background.
That's fantastic.
I remember that being cut by the MPAA. Old Boy. Yeah. Shame. Oh, that's a tough one. But you know what? Another investment movie. Glad that I saw it. There Will Be Blood.
Yeah, there will.
Hell yes. I need to own that. What the hell's wrong with me? What? You weren't kidding when you said short. Brian, come on.
That's a good amount of movies. Thanks, you guys, for all the support. We appreciate it.
Ooh, The Way of the Gun. The Way of the Gun with that amazing scene in the beginning.
That was Sarah Silverman?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and Benicio. Benicio.
Thanks for the support, guys. Benicio. If you're going to buy anything on Amazon, you know how to do it. AndersonandBrian.com. Just click through. Anything you're going to buy, we're going to little pennies on the back end, and it costs you zip. Thank you for your help. Hey, I'm Rudolph Valentino, and you're listening to The Film Vault on AndersonandBrian.com. Hey, we're back. Thank you very much. Another Human Error. They are our featured artist of the week. Check them out. They're from Portland, Oregon. Check them out. SoundCloud.com/AnotherHumanError.
What's the name?
Another Human Error. Another Human Error.
Error?
Error. Not era. Error.
Error. Error.
Like you committed
apropos
error in the field.
As to what just happened on this program.
Yes, many errors leading up to this segment.
It just took us 10 minutes, guys, to get into the program. Right?
But here we are.
Yeah, finally.
But welcoming to the show... the host of, The Mutant Season on Nerdist, Gil Letelier. Yes?
Hello.
Yeah, hey, Gil. Thanks for joining us. Gil, if you cannot tell, is 9 years old, hence the topic today. Top five movies you loved when you were 9 years old. We're going to get Gil's top five films of all time, your favorite films.
Yep.
And we'll discuss films that we loved when we were 9 years old. This will be a fantastic top five.
Nine-ish, Gil. We're going to go nine-ish, okay? Now, here's what
I want to do. Yeah, nine-ish. It's not hard and fast. Because you're almost 10, right?
Oh, yes, I am. My birthday's in August 7th.
Oh, my God. And that's one day less than a month from today, right? Or something like that? Today's what it's
by the time this posts, yes.
Yeah,
so today's the 9th. Yeah.
There you go. Something like
that's
that.
That's great.
That's
so
awesome. Happy early birthday.
I should change my entire list to when I was 10. So I need a pen.
Okay.
I need to
what are you doing for your birthday?
Research.
We are...
What would you like to do for your birthday?
Well,
hang out in a comic book store? That'd be pretty cool. Huh?
No, shocked.
Oh, yeah.
Katie, no helping.
Well, no, it's what I'm going to do, actually. On my exact birthday, I'm going to have my own live show, actually, here at Meltdown Comics.
Awesome.
In Nerdist Theater.
Really?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Like a live Mutant Season?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's going to be like a huge kind of birthday party mixed with the live show.
What is the date of that?
August 7th.
August 7th, on your birthday. That is a Friday.
Are we inviting the listeners down? Because it kind of sounds like that's where we're going.
Yeah, well, promoting his live show. This is fantastic. We're going to have some cake, I assume?
Do you want?
Cake, yes, we are.
Yeah, or cupcakes or something like that?
Yeah, also after, there's going to be the...
Matt and Peter.
Okay.
Matt and
Peter. Yeah, Matt Bennett and Pete Holmes is going to be there.
Okay. I don't know those names, but okay.
Matt Bennett is from the...
I know. I know those guys.
Then maybe if we can try... we might have a little surprise visit from just a woman.
Ooh. Hey, look at that.
How about that?
Yeah.
Now, good do
times.
You want strangers to be at your party? Would you like strangers to be there?
Well, fans.
Fans are probably...
People you don't know, of course. Yeah, fans of the show.
Well, yeah.
Is it a free show or do you have to buy tickets? Tickets, yeah. Tickets are on sale now, I assume, at Nerdist.com?
NerdMeltLA.com
is where you can get tickets.
Huh? What's it set you back there to go to this thing? How much could it cost? How many pennies? Ask Katie. She seems to know everything.
You
know,
I think right now it's like... $15?
15 is going to go up? It's
10. Okay. It's 10.
Wow. You know, Gil, a good producer would have had all this information here for us. But I guess that's what a good producer does.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Enough of that.
And also, live show,
it's
going to be his Just a Woman show, Magic Meltdown, is going to be right after.
That's awesome.
So you watch it.
You get both. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Going beyond the plugs here.
Now, speaking of producers, now Katie is here. She's your producer. Katie, we called her Little Ears because, Gil, I promise you, your ears, if you measured them, you have normal size ears for a 9-year-old, they'd be much, much bigger than Katie's ears. She has tiny, tiny ears. Next time you're around her, you notice that. The point is, Gil, in the podcast world, Katie is known as the Black Widow. She gives the kiss of death to podcasts.
Oh, you shouldn't be telling the kid that.
Well, any podcast,
you're a mean man.
Well, yours has survived thus far. Any podcast she's involved
with, do you understand what he's suggesting? He's suggesting that every show she works on gets canceled or gets fired or goes away.
That's just
Gil,
a fact.
I don't see, Gil, that's not true.
That's just a fact.
Why does Katie sound better than all of us?
Let's run down the list.
Why does Katie sound better than all of us? Are there going to be one last question about your party here, Gil? Are there going to be ponies?
I wish.
Oh, for $10, I want ponies.
I was going to say.
Can we work on some mutant ponies?
Well, it's going to be extra, probably.
Extra what? Oh, extra money will get you ponies? Like in Tijuana?
No, I mean,
we're in Hollywood. There might be donkeys.
It's going to be, if we're going to have a pet petting zoo with ponies, it's probably going to cost extra money to see them. So
yeah.
It's going to be like $2 to see the petting zoo.
So there is going to be a petting zoo?
Well, Well, no.
Well, not at this point, but we might work on that. Okay.
Yeah. Let's give the listeners a brief rundown, Gil, of how you ended up as a podcast host here on Nerdist. So briefly, you have some association with Meltdown Comics, which is where we are right now. How did you end up here?
My dad.
The listeners don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Well, yes. My dad actually owns a store.
Okay. There you go.
Here on Meltdown Comics. So I was pretty much born in a comic book store.
Wow. Have you ever slept over in here?
That sounds like the beginning of an awesome superhero story. Like he was born in a comic book store.
Okay. Have you ever slept over?
Probably like we slept over, but not for the whole night.
Okay. This would be a sweet place to have a sleepover.
I don't understand what
this one.
This place.
It'd be pretty cool to wake up right on Sunset Boulevard, just surrounded by toys and comics. I mean, I got friends of mine who have their bedrooms kind of look like a mini version of this. Yeah. They have a hard time growing up, I like to think. But, you know, it's probably like a lot of the adults around here as well.
And yeah. So that means you either had a really good night or a really bad night. You wake up on Sunset Boulevard surrounded by toys.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd actually like if our Mars Attacks guy was here.
Where's the Mars Attacks guy? You're pointing right at Logan.
The Martian, sorry.
No, Gil, it's Theater of the Mind.
We'll get a picture with that for our website.
That,
okay?
So yeah, it's Theater of the Mind. Cut that out.
Yeah. No, we'll not cut that out. So listen, I'm very excited. I'm going to use you kind of as a preamble, as a warm-up, because I'm going to be a counselor next week for 10 kids your age. Exactly. So this is good. This is a good warm-up, because I haven't been around kids your age in a while, since like last summer when I was a counselor. Actually, since last winter, I should say. So if I cuss, I apologize. It shouldn't happen.
No, there will be no cussing in this
episode. It shouldn't happen, but I need warm up. You know what I mean? I'm trying not to. Okay. And then here's the other thing we're going to do here.
What's the worst word
we're going
to?
I'm in the middle of talking. In the middle.
I can't.
And let's not have him repeat the worst thing. I would think that birthday girl mom is listening. So.
Well, that was my question. What's the worst word you ever said in front of your parents? At this point, they already know.
What letters does it start with?
Well, actually, I haven't said any bad words.
Good. That's good. I'm trying to keep it that way.
Not even in your sleep.
Well, to his friends and on the street corner. He's probably in a barbershop quartet.
Never happened.
Barbershop quartet. Where are you going? Okay, so here's what we're going to do today, Gil. You're going to tell us your five favorite movies, all right? Hopefully, we have seen some of them, if not all of them, okay? And then chances are the five that we say, at least four of Brian's five, you've never heard of. I'm thinking, because we're old.
We're really old.
We'll see.
About 2 to 3 of them you should know because it's not really that old yet.
We'll know yours. I don't think you'll know ours. But here's what we're going to do is we're going to try and get you excited about ours. And we're going to check back with you to figure out which one you saw first.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
A little competition there.
Try and sell you on these films.
We're going to try and sell you on these movies.
Yeah.
Okay. All right? Movies you've never heard of from way, way back when. Black and white movies. Silent movies. From when Brian was a kid. Yeah.
That's not funny.
Yeah, because he's... Okay.
Gil, truth be told, I don't know about Anderson. I've listened to many episodes of your podcast. I love your podcast.
I think it's right there with Brian.
I think it's great, and I think you have a great thing going. So what are your plans? What ideally would you like to see the podcast sort of... Do you like it where it is? Do you think it's going to turn into something else?
He wants to have a live show one time.
Who, Gil? Yeah, I know that, but I'm saying, like, how do you like doing the podcast, and where do you see it going?
Well, actually, I love it, but I actually kind of see it... like slowly turning into a TV show.
Yeah.
It might not be, you might maybe not see it, but I kind of see it slowly turning into a TV show, then yeah.
Slowly. Okay.
Like, slowly.
Like not some like, weeks, like there's a minute of it on TV, and then the next week maybe it'll be 3 minutes, and the next week only 2 minutes. Like slowly
we'll
but surely
there,
morphing into it.
Probably, yeah.
We want to make ours into a movie.
That's right.
We want the film vault to be a movie. A live movie.
Film.
Yeah, a live movie one day. It's going to be good.
Well, in about 20 years, you can play us. One of us. Who would you play, me or Anderson? You have to shave your head bald if you played me. You
gotta get tattoos for me.
What do you think about his tattoos on his arm?
Are those tapes?
Yeah, good job.
Wow, nice.
It's film. A lot of people say snake.
I still think it's a snake.
I don't like those people. Hence?
Yeah, it does look like a snake.
Yeah. It doesn't look like a snake, does it?
I mean, there's no head, so.
Exactly, there's no head. There's a paw.
That's
my dog's paw. Yeah. All right, here we go. Let's talk movies.
Top five films you loved when you were 9 years old. Gil is 9 years old, so he'll just talk about his top five favorite films.
He's 10, like a day after this podcast.
That's true.
That's why I have to rework my entire really, it would have changed a lot of things.
Sorry, I didn't realize that.
You ever watch HBO?
How do you see most movies, Gil?
Like
pirated copies.
I usually see them. Ones that are, like, really exciting, like, that my parents and the whole family wants to see it, usually we go see it in a movie.
Sure, of course.
And then if we didn't see it, then we get it on DVD. We don't really watch any copied ones.
Sure, sure.
We watched a lot of Tim Burton movies.
Yeah, that's hit and miss.
That's why you got Mars Attacks over there behind Logan.
That's right.
Which we will take a picture of and have on the website.
You ever seen, You ever seen Big Fish?
Big Fish.
That'll bring you down.
I saw Mars Attacks the day it came out in a movie theater the morning of because I was so excited about it.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I left sad. Yeah. I left very sad.
It was back in the 90s.
I was thinking it was going to be something different, but I've since turned it around, and I like it again now. I like it again. If it comes on HBO or a movie channel, I will watch it.
Yeah, I will save it because there's something about Mars Attacks.
Something about it. You don't know what? You can't quite put your finger on it?
Well, I can, but I'm going to save it for later.
Okay. Oh, look at that.
Love Gil, do you know what a hipster is?
No.
Okay. You're more about that later, by the way, too.
You're well on your way.
Okay.
Well on your way. What is, okay, behind Brian, I'm sorry, I don't see her the mind, but what is that exactly?
That's the logo of Nerdist.
Nerdist logo.
Okay.
Jerk.
I apologize, but that thing in the middle looks a lot like something from Community, and that is inappropriate.
Honestly, I don't know what it is, actually. Okay. It looks really cool. That's all I like.
Logan thought that was funny because he gets it, but yeah, it looks just like it. Looks just like the logo for Community, which is inappropriate. Okay, let's move on.
Okay. Do you do Netflix or how do you rent movies? You get them from Redbox? You get them from a store? How do you rent films? Curious to know what the youth of America.
We used to do it actually on Blockbuster, but it's gone.
Good,
it's gone.
No, they still have a couple of them here and there. And
yes,
I went to get a movie and they never heard of it. It was a brand new movie. Yeah, they're not very good. Not very good. Not a sponsor of the show.
The one right on us actually Sunset. Just keep if you face that way.
Mm-hmm. I know the one you're talking
straight,
about. Yeah.
We're basically where I'm sitting. You might not can't really imagine this, but if you face the front of
you know the mind. Yes, down the street on the right.
I'm imagining. This.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I met Claudia Schiffer there once. You know who that is?
Not intentionally.
No, you don't know Claudia Schiffer.
He was born after Claudia Schiffer at her peak.
Okay, she's still peaking in my mind. Okay,
really?
Yeah. Let's go.
She's a supermodel, like Cindy Crawford, who you probably didn't know either.
Very beautiful lady. Yeah. Very pretty lady. All right.
Do you know any supermodels?
Oh, my God.
No.
Non sequitur. Let's, What kind of question was that? All right. Would you like to go first? What would you like to go first? Who's going to do this?
I'll go first.
All right.
My first film. I'll start with number five, Gil, end with number one, our all-time favorite, movies. Most of my movies, I will say on my list, are bad movies. I'm ashamed to have liked them because, Gil, I think someday you'll look back on this and you'll think, I love some of the same movies. I don't love all the same movies. I love some terrible movies back when I was
You might be a little embarrassed of some of these movies that you're talking about here.
Yeah, some of these are actually confessions. I'm confessing that I liked these movies when I was 9 years old, and now I'm owning up to it. However, a couple are very good, and one of the very good ones is at number five for me. It's a movie called Spaceballs. You ever seen Spaceballs?
Everyone keeps telling me.
You would love Spaceballs. You know why? Because it's a parody of, you know what a parody is? It's making fun of. It takes a lot of the serious things from Star Wars and Planet of the Apes and Star Trek and all that stuff. Most of Star Wars.
It.
Yeah, it's imitating. It takes a lot of the things and it makes fun of them. It sort of sends them up. It's a very funny movie. There's an actor named Rick Moranis who was very important in a young Bob Bryan's life and has since stopped acting, so you probably wouldn't even know who he is. But he was in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. You ever see that?
Yes.
He's the dad in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Okay.
He plays...
Ghostbusters. He was in Ghostbusters.
You ever see Ghostbusters?
Two.
I started watching in the beginning. I was freaked out.
He's the nerdy
neighbor.
Yeah, I just know those dogs are scary, right? You never even got to the dogs, probably.
I just saw the first ghost.
Oh,
that was freaky.
No, that can freak you out. My brother was freaked out by the dogs at the end. He couldn't get him watch it. Anyway, Rick Moranis, a hero to nerds everywhere. I figure in these hallowed halls of Nerdist, he must be very popular. People must love Rick Moranis. But he starred in this film called Spaceballs, and it's a send-up. It's a parody making fun of all sorts of Star Wars stuff. And it's a very funny movie. I think you'd like it very much. Directed and written by Mel Brooks, who someday you may come to like very much. And there's some funny singing moments. There's funny sing and dance moments and all sorts of funny stuff. Everything you think of about Star Wars, they take it and they make fun of it. It's a very funny movie.
I think of Captain Neo.
Well, what about Captain Neo?
I've seen it. I know. Yeah, so it,
oh, yeah.
I sort of think of it because it's Star Wars is a long time ago, so after Star Wars, I think of Captain Neo.
Sure. Well, take Captain Neo, throw it the heck out of your mind, and focus on... Yeah,
keep it out of there.
Terrible stuff. Yeah. Focus on Star Wars. Oh,
are you old enough to remember Captain Neo?
Oh, here's a question.
I saw it. It's at Disneyland.
It's still there. It went away, though.
I don't think it ever went away.
It went away for a while.
Did it go away? I'll logo it now.
It became Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
It became Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis.
When Michael Jackson died, they brought it back.
And, of course, when he died... See, sometimes when people die, they bring terrible things back. Yeah.
Hey, Gail, you're speaking of bringing terrible things.
Did you?
Yeah,
Captain Nemo was bad.
Okay, well, you know what? When I was a kid, I liked it too. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And by
that's
the
fine.
Way,
it's your opinion.
That's right.
Let's see, you're much more forgiving, Anderson, than I am. Speaking of bringing back terrible things, Captain Gail, here's my question for you. Star Wars. You must love Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna get to that.
Original trilogy, the first three, or the prequels? What do you like better? Like the first three back from like the 70s or
the old
three
ones
that
the
just
new
came
ones.
Out?
I love actually like the old one better.
Yeah.
Smart kid.
Smart kid. I'm a three out of your own studio. Mm-hmm. That's good.
However, he didn't see the old ones.
What do you mean?
He saw the digitally enhanced Lucas renderings.
Still, I'm okay with that. Gil, you want to go second? We'll give you the courtesy of going second here in your own studio. Okay.
Let's hear it.
Your number five film, Gil, of all time.
I gotta say it's Predator. It's
kind
of a bad...
What? Predator didn't freak you out?
That's an R-rated film.
Ghostbusters did and Predator didn't.
No, wow. Predator didn't. Predator was actually awesome.
That's an R-rated movie. Your parents like it?
Really?
Is it?
No, there's a PG-13. We found a PG-13.
Oh,
movie.
No
the
kidding.
Blockbuster probably had it. Blockbuster's probably like, here you go. We'll cut out all the death scenes.
That's awesome. Predator's a great film.
It is
I
very
love
good.
Predator.
Good choice, buddy.
Have you ever noticed that the Predator's face looks like an artichoke? Kind of looks like an artichoke.
With fangs. With pinchers. With pinchers.
Like, you know, the inside of an artichoke.
It kind of looked like the, what do you call those? It kind of looked like an avocado.
Avocado, a little bit. Yeah. Did you see Predator versus Alien?
No, I haven't.
I heard you talk about Predators, though, the other day. You talked about that on one of your recent podcasts. You saw
that,
right?
Yes, I did,
yeah. That's right. But Predator, directed by John McTiernan, I'm pretty sure. Starring, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. And Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed. You ever seen Rocky?
Yeah, it's rated R. Buddy.
Yeah, you're not missing much.
Yeah, rated R.
Yeah, that's an R rated. That's
sorry.
Awesome.
You know, when I was your age, I actually when I was coming up with my list here, Gil, I noticed that like three of my top five movies were rated R, so I removed them. But when I was a kid, I used to watch a lot of HBO, and we had
and
something
his dad
called,
took him to see bad movies.
And my dad used to take me to bad movies too. But we had something called a VCR. I've heard of a VCR. Actually, we had a Betamax, which was a smaller version, and I'd put tapes in and I'd push record if I liked a movie that I was watching.
Yeah.
And I'd watch it over and over again. And a lot of the time, it was movies that I shouldn't be watching, so I removed them from my list. But we'll do it on Also Ran.
Well, you know what? I actually didn't watch... I really wish I watched the whole movie, but it was like 11 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I only...
Wait, isn't it your number five, and you haven't seen it all?
I saw most of it, but I didn't see the ending when they when they actually saved it.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Did you see the part where Billy, the half-Indian, he goes on the log and he cuts himself?
Brian. He didn't see the PG-13 version. Brian, he saw the PG-13.
In order to draw the alien out.
I think
out,
this is the latest one, actually. That's the latest Predator.
Are you talking about Predators?
Oh, yeah.
Which movie are you talking about? With Adrian Brody?
The
one where they drop them onto the planet in the boxes?
Yes.
Oh, that's not a good film.
Brian. Now, did you see the actual? Was that PG-13 or was
that?
Yeah,
that was PG-13.
Okay.
Yeah, that's with Topher Grace. And
it was
with,
enjoyable. I enjoyed that. Yeah, it was a good movie.
It was Predator. Yeah, it was the.
That's called Predators.
Predators with the S.
Oh,
okay. There's the first one when you're a little older. You can go back and watch it.
Yeah.
And you're going to go, oh, this is where it all came from.
Okay, so the first one from the 80s. You remember the Arnold Schwarzenegger? He was our governor?
Yes.
Well, before that, he was an action movie star, and he starred in a great film called Predator. Like, no, with no S, just Predator. And there's a part where one of his team guys tries to draw the predator out from the jungle. In order to do that, he goes on like a log bridge, and he cuts himself with a knife.
Okay, Brian,
it's awesome. He doesn't like disembowel himself.
Yeah, but do you need to hear about an Indian man
it's
cutting
awesome.
Himself? Nah,
it's,
you don't need to hear
that's
that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay. I'm actually really into aliens. And actually,
you'd love
I'm not,
Predator.
Not like a lot of blood. It's like.
Well, they have green blood anyway.
Oh,
yeah.
Gil, you know
what? Green blood's even more awesome.
Yeah, it is. You know what you need? They have the invisibility cloaking, too.
Yeah.
You can make them more invisible. You know what you need? You need a list. You need to make a list of movies, R-rated films.
It's a lisp.
A lisp of movies that you want, that once you're able to see R-rated films, then you know you start crossing them off the list.
Yeah.
So start compiling your list now. Predator should be on that list.
Have you had that discussion with your parents? Like, hey, guys, when can I watch R-rated movies?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you shouldn't have that. Okay.
I actually want to see Aliens.
Ooh, that's a good movie.
I really want to see my mom and dad keep saying that's super scary.
You know,
pretty intense.
Here's what I would do if I was your parents. I'd say, once you can get through Ghostbusters, we'll talk.
Yeah, that's a good point. Aliens will do bad things.
Of the slime,
Ghostbusters, yeah.
If the slime guy in Ghostbusters is freaking you out, I don't think you're ready for Aliens. Nor are you ready for Predators. That's just my opinion. It's my opinion.
You're going to love Aliens.
Like, I have an opinion about
Alien.
Captain EO.
So this is like Predator and Predators.
Was Michael Jackson an alien? Is that why you like him so much?
Stop that.
And Captain EO?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Yeah, he wasn't an alien.
Okay.
But Alien's fantastic, and Aliens, the sequel, is also fantastic.
Yeah, okay, Brian's so excited because he gets to talk about all the movies that he loves, which are like the same five movies, and Aliens is one of them. He loves to talk about that week
in,
week
out. To be fair, it's like 12 films that I like.
13 now. My number five.
Yeah.
Now, this is good because we got the Olympics coming up. You like the Olympics?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the Olympics.
Actually, I'm doing fencing.
Oh, are you? Really?
And I went to Nationals last Wednesday.
How'd you do?
Really?
Did anyone kill you?
I kind of, towards the end, I lost towards the end, so I could have done better, but...
But you got towards the end.
Mm-hmm. Well, not like the end to end. I didn't go to the semifinals, but I think it was like the second.
Do you have the mask? Do you have the...
Of course he does.
Do you walk around your house with the mask and just regular clothes on?
Yeah, I would do that.
That's what I would do. I would take showers with a mask on.
Or nothing.
Brian.
If it was me.
Brian.
You'd be sweaty.
Yeah, but, you know, put on the AC. But you did.
Okay, that costs money.
Yeah, some people got to pay a lot of money for that.
My brother, hey, I just walked into this this here store, and it's cranked. The AC is cranked up.
Yeah.
It's very
high
cool.
Ceilings, too, by the way.
My brother used to be a fencer. Actually, really? Once a fencer, always a fencer. So,
you got to sell a lot of comic books to pay for that AC.
Anyways, the Olympics are coming up. I love the Olympics. Guilty pleasure. I watch them. I watch them all.
How do you get into fencing?
My God.
Okay.
How did you first get into it?
The Wii.
Oh, interesting.
Because
so
there's a Wii Sports
fencing.
Resorts.
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah.
Enough of this fake stuff, Mom. I want to
do the
real thing.
That's,
I want to do the real thing.
And it was actually the one that I thought was a Japanese kind of game where you had to fall into the water.
That's awesome.
Then my mom said, well, there's this other one called fencing. So I tried that on. I loved it. So.
Cool. That's
you ever make s'mores with your fencing sword?
That actually sounds cool.
Yeah.
It does sound awesome, actually.
You should
it'd be great for my
stuff.
Point control.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your nationality, Gil?
My God.
Nationality?
Yeah.
He's half
like
Asian, like Logan.
Yeah, no, you're, I'm sorry, your race.
Origin.
Like, your parents. What are they? Well, they're, my parents are Italian and Canadian, for example.
Half Asian, half Chilean.
Oh, wow, that's exotic.
Chilean.
Yeah.
Number five for me. I'm just going to get right to it. Animal Olympics. It's called Animal Olympics.
I don't know what the hell that is.
1980 came out.
Right. I'm treading the line with bad words.
It's a cartoon, Gil. And it's all about Olympics. And here's the thing, though. It's like winter and summer Olympics. Gilda Radner. To the
Ooh.
Voices of Barbara Walters, but she was actually, her name was Barbara Walbers. Brenda Springer, and she also did, Billy Crystal was also in it, and Harry Shearer played Keen Hacksaw. So it was a parody. It's another parody, and it's a cartoon, and it's all about the Olympics from back yesteryear, like back then, and it's really cool. And I used to watch it over and over again, and it has these two, a lion and a goat that are doing a marathon, and then they're really competing against one another, and they hate each other, but by the end, they love each other.
Yeah.
They're like holding hands, and they win the race together.
Spoiler
really
alert.
Oh, no one's going to ever see this, because unfortunately,
point.
It's not available. Actually, I think it might be on Netflix.
Really?
It might be on Netflix, but it's not instant. But it's a good movie. I highly recommend it.
I'll see it.
A lot of bad 70s music.
You're not going to see it.
A lot of bad 70s music. It was actually conceived in 1976. Same guy that directed it directed Tron.
Ooh.
Tron. The original Tron. The bad Tron.
Bad Tron.
Well, they're both bad Trons.
Yeah.
We're snobs.
Yeah, Tron Legacy was kind of bad.
Yeah, it kind of was, huh?
I love Tron, so I love the movie. But,
really?
Like, I guess the... I don't really know what part was bad of it, actually.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you're not sure why you didn't like it. Couldn't quite put your finger on it, but it just didn't resonate. The music was great, though, huh?
Yeah.
The music was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been really disappointed by a movie? Like a movie you had high expectations for and just didn't matter? He's only 9.
Yeah, but he's not 2.
No.
See?
What? You've never been disappointed by a movie?
Get ready, buddy.
No.
That's the rest
actually,
of your life.
Actually, no.
Yeah, by the time you're like 10, 11.
Oh, I know which movie, actually, yes. I don't want to be mean to Disney or anything, but it was Up.
Oh, nope. Really? Oh, Up, I thought it was a sweet film.
My sister thought it was scary.
Wait, Up was disappointing and scary.
Of the dog?
No, I was kind
of
disappointed.
Fear of
I thought it'd actually be better. No, I don't have fear of heights. I just thought it'd be better.
Are you confusing it with Ghostbusters or Predators?
No.
Okay.
But my sister thought it was scary, which I have no idea how she thinks
how's
scary.
That? How old is she?
She's got a fear of heights.
8. Well, no, when she saw it, she was 7.
She's younger than
morbid
you,
fear of balloons.
Possible.
Morbid fear of balloons. Ooh. She's afraid they're going to pop.
I think I didn't really quite get it, because if his hero, I didn't get why his hero was evil. If when, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it yet, because the main character's hero, the guy that went
into
the adventure, I don't get why he became evil.
Let me ask you this, does your sister have any fat Boy Scouts that were mean to her in school?
Oh, that's right, because the chubby Boy Scout kid,
That could be why she thought it was scary.
She thought it was scary because the animal's leg got cut.
What? What about the Indian man cutting himself in Predator?
She saw Terminator.
What? You guys are weird. I got to tell you that, Gil. You guys are weird. You're afraid of Ghostbusters, not Predators. She has no problem with Terminator, but Up is scary.
Number four for me.
Well, no, she's scared of Terminator, but not as much as Up.
That's weird. What if combine the two?
The Summer Games version of Animal Olympics. It's all one word, Animal Olympics. Never aired because that was the year that we were boycotting the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
1980, we boycotted because you know why? They had it in dirty Soviet Russia. Yeah. Communist Union.
Stupid Jimmy.
Wait,
we said
in
no.
The Animal Olympics. Animal is there Olympics. Tom and Jerry?
Tom and Jerry is not a part of it. No. I'm sorry.
That would have been awesome. That would have been better. Fighting to win.
What would would Jerry play? What would his sport be? That's a tough one.
Is there something as cheese Olympics?
That's a good point.
Then
yeah.
there must be.
Probably him. Finding his way through a maze, right, to get some cheese.
I think Tom would be the.
He'd be
the running.
Yeah, he'd be a sprinter.
Because he always is running, trying to get Jerry.
Jerry really couldn't do anything. Yeah. There's nothing good. He'd be bad at everything.
And okay. If there was an eating cheese contest.
That's true, but I don't think they had that in the Olympics. This is going to be a 3-hour episode.
Do you know who Jimmy Carter is? He's a national disgrace, if you know how he is.
He plants and grows peanuts.
He did.
He's going to be on American Money one day.
Now
he's the president.
Houses.
He needs to be a president. Okay. Let's go.
Here we go. Number four for me.
Jeez, Brian.
Number four for me. Speaking of being disappointed by a movie, I imagine there are probably a lot of people who are disappointed by this in 1986. It was a movie called Howard the Duck.
Oh.
And it was a movie that I, for some reason...
I actually like that movie.
I know
what that is.
Me too! I think it's a fan... I loved it when I was a kid. I've grown to realize that it's not so good. But at the time, I thought it was fantastic. I must have seen it 20 times. I watched it many, many times. A young Leah Thompson, a young Tim Robbins, a young Jeffrey Jones before he went down a bad path.
Yeah? And when I saw the book, I thought it was Donald Duck.
Right.
For a second. But then I'm like, no, this isn't Donald Duck.
That's kind of
and
a parody also.
The movie, then I actually saw the movie.
We did a list a while ago. You know, we're doing top five movies you loved when you were a kid. We did top five movies that need to be remade, like movies that, you know, didn't work out so well the first time. Let's remake them and try and get them going again. Howard the Duck was on my list. I thought that's a movie that needs to, like, have an updated, like, CGI duck.
Was there a comic book for Howard the Duck?
There was.
There's a book. We actually have it right now.
So that's how you probably heard of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I was looking around the Marvel place, and he was in the Marvel place, which I was pretty weird. I'm not sure if it's Marvel.
Yeah, I think somebody probably misplaced.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah, the original comic was from 1973. There was a comic from then, and it was described as an existential social satire. You know what existential means?
No.
No one knows what it means. So, good. You know what? When people ask you about your podcast, you just tell them, oh, it's very existential. And they'll look at you like you're a genius. And you never have to explain yourself because no one knows what it means.
I hate to admit it, but what he's saying is true.
It's actually 100%
true. Everything he just said is true.
It's 100% true.
Don't say that, though. That part's not true. Don't tell that people. Because you want people to like you. People won't like you if you say that. Yeah.
No. They'll fall in line.
Do you realize that people hear what you say?
Yes.
Because you've never been nervous. I've never heard you nervous on any of the podcasts.
I'm not really nervous, actually. You know, I don't...
You know who is?
Mm. Yeah, terrified. Right Brian. Now, I'm white-knuckled.
He doesn't know what white-knuckled... Go ahead, go.
Actually,
you know, white-knuckle
really
means...
Brian, let
like
let
if you're on, if you're on, like, a roller coaster ride, you're on a roller coaster ride, and you're grabbing so tight because you're scared, your knuckles turn white because you're grabbing so tight. See, like, the normal color...
Okay, so existential, white-knuckle. What kind of lesson you got for Gil next?
That's all for now. There have been more coming.
Gil. You were saying.
I don't really want to brag, but I actually am pretty good at math.
Humble brag. At humble brag.
Where did that come from, Gil? What made you decide
to say
that?
I don't know.
Just
when you said genius, I'm like, well, I'm pretty good at math.
Good for you, buddy.
I just don't want to brag. But.
It's an existential show about math.
Is.
It's a good. It's a good instinct. Don't brag, but good for you. You're gonna make a lot of money someday with the math skills.
Who I believe.
Unless you're Logan.
It's your turn. Go ahead.
Oh, for the movies?
Yeah, number four for you.
Number
buddy.
Four.
Number four movie is The First Terminator.
Yeah, that's a fantastic film. This is really your number four movie?
Yeah. No, sorry, number one.
Whoa.
You're good at math. I thought we just established the fact that you're good at math.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. Your number four film is
The number one Terminator. Okay.
Yeah, the first one. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
You knew who was in that?
It's very solid.
It's the, wasn't it the governor?
Yeah, that's right. Schwarzenegger. And more importantly, there's a guy named Michael Biehn.
No one's ever heard.
It's ringing a bell.
Yeah. Oh God!
Doesn't surprise. Okay, what if you said Michael Biehn?
Ooh,
Michael Biehn.
Yeah.
No,
he likes that one.
Michael Biehn was an awesome actor from the 80s. He was
still
the guy
is an
played,
awesome
he's
actor.
The guy, yeah, still is an awesome actor. He was the guy who played Kyle
we
Reese.
Have to do this?
He was the guy who played, you know, came back to rescue Sarah Connor. That's Michael Biehn. And he was in Aliens, and he was in The Abyss, and Tombstone, and some other great movies, which you'll see someday. But
The Victim.
Yeah, that's right. Also, put that on your list for directed, to watch
when you're older. Okay, great. Terminator.
That's a great movie. Good
choice. Have you seen the second one?
The second one?
Yeah.
Of Terminator? Yeah. I love that one, too.
Yeah, it's good.
Third one, I love, but lots of people say it wasn't really good.
No, it was trash. Have you seen Terminator Salvation, the most recent one?
Terminator Salvation, I loved.
Yeah, it's a fun movie.
Really?
Well, Terminator 2 is the best of all time.
Yeah.
That was a great movie. Good choice, buddy. Terminator, that's a great choice for number four.
I watch Terminator, like, all the time. Like, every time it's on TV or I find it on Netflix, whenever we have time.
You don't own it on Blu-ray?
We don't have Blu-ray.
Good. Yeah, you know what? It's overrated.
It's overrated.
I don't like it.
Yeah,
I don't like it. I have it. I have a Blu-ray player. I don't watch any Blu-rays on it. I only get the regular ones because it's not that. It takes forever to load. Mm. They make you watch commercials. Mm, Blu-ray's overrated. Not good.
You know what's funny about that? Kid, people in that sweet spot of my age will remember this. When I was a kid, when I was your age, the HBO and Stars and all those channels used to rerun Predator all the time. And I've seen it many, many times because of that. So that movie was in heavy rotation on the pay channels. Anderson, you're number four.
I almost broke, I told you about cassette tapes, VCR tapes earlier, right? I almost broke one of that I recorded of this movie here that I'm about to talk about. My brother and I probably watched it, I'm not kidding, like 150 times. Going back and watching it now, it's like I was not a very smart kid when I was your age. I don't know how I did it. I don't know how I watched this movie so many times to the point where I almost broke the tape. The movie's called Die Laughing, all right? Robbie Benson, ever heard of him?
No.
Bud Cort, ever heard of him?
Uh-uh. Oh, Bud Cort.
You guys have, though. It's a movie about a San Francisco cab driver who finds himself in a possession of a monkey. It's a little monkey that he finds in a box. Like a guy comes into his cab. Bad things happen to that man. He no longer lives after the bad things happen to him. And he leaves a box. And the cab driver, who's Robbie Benson, who's like a Disney star back in the day, turns around. He has his box. He takes the box home. And there's a monkey in it. And he doesn't know why there's a monkey in it. He doesn't know why what the monkey is. But he makes the monkey his pet. And he starts feeding him grapes and stuff. And then he plays guitar. Robbie Benson does. So he starts playing guitar in his apartment with his new monkey pet. And the monkey starts freaking out and starts typing on the typewriter when he's playing the guitar. And then he realizes this is a very special scientific monkey that holds a key to very bad government secrets. And now everyone's trying to come and get the monkey.
Was the monkey left intentionally in the cab or by accident?
The guy that had the monkey was killed.
Ooh.
In the cab? In front of Robbie Benson. And now he's got nothing but a dead man in the back and the box with the monkey. And he tries to figure out what the deal is with the monkey. And everyone's coming after the monkey. And he keeps trying to protect the monkey. And as a result, he kills people. So he's killing all these people. And now there's like a manhunt. And the cops are all after him because they think he's a mass murderer. But all he's doing is trying to protect the monkey. And he's running across San Francisco trying to figure out.
It's a buddy flick. It's a buddy flick.
Wow, what just happened?
I said thick is what I said.
But it's not really a buddy film. It's him and a girl. It's actually his girlfriend's little sister who he's hanging out with and the monkey. And all three of them are running around trying to avoid the authorities. I love this movie. Die Laughing. You know what? I'd probably put it number one.
Really?
When I was your age, man, I didn't want to do anything. I remember I had a babysitter who was really cool, and he came over to babysit us. And my mom was like, all right, bye, guys. Just watch Die Laughing. And the babysitter's like, okay, sure thing. And you know what he did? As soon as my parents left, he's like, we're not watching this. And he threw the tape in the corner.
Oh, no!
And my brother and I were like really scared and sad, and he put in another movie. And that movie was called The Clockwork Orange.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Clockwork Orange.
And I was
working
probably
in a comic book shop, for God's sake.
I was probably eight years old, and I had to watch this movie called The Clockwork Orange, which you should not watch until you're much older. But I was
and even then,
age.
That's iffy. Even then, it's an
here's the worst part, Gil. I had already seen A Clockwork Orange at that point. But I'm like, not this movie again. No, please. And we sat there. I didn't really watch it. We were off, you know, playing with puzzles and stuff in the other room, but we could hear A Clockwork Orange, which is very, very disturbing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Gil, I could tell
good
you about,
music, though.
I could tell you about the top three worst things that happened in Clockwork Orange, but it would violate all of our no cursing policies for this episode. So
not true. What's wow. That? We should take a break, I think.
Oh, should we?
Yeah.
We're through to our number fours.
This is a 4-hour
Katie,
episode.
Are you forgetting the are you remembering now the majesty that is the film vault? Yeah.
What is Katie doing over
She's
there?
She's nodded off.
She's working.
She's chatting.
Mm-hmm. I don't like multitasking.
OMG.
Oh, I got some good ones. I got some good ones coming up, too.
Yeah, coming up
next. I'm going to sell you on a couple of these good ones.
And I have a good one.
Yeah. Oh,
so far, you've had one good one.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah,
coming up next, the conclusion to our top five movies you loved when you were nine.
Hey, struggling musicians, smoking your mom's weed because you can't afford your own.
We know that's a fair percentage of you.
Mm-hmm. But here's the deal.
You want a little exposure? You want to help us out? You want to kill a couple birds?
Yeah, you want to hear yourself on the Film Vault? We'd love to hear you on the Film Vault, too. Mm-hmm. Send in the information to andersonandbrian.com. There's a little link right there for feature artist submissions. We need feature artists. We love them. We put them on every week. I like to have some upbeat tunes as we come into the episode so I can
it can
scream,
be downtrodden. It doesn't have to be upbeat.
No, I like screaming, yeah, Film Vault. I like something to pump me up.
Uh-huh.
So send in your submissions. Right. We would love to feature your music, andersonandbrian.com.
And if Brian was the one listening to it, I would suggest that you sound more like the 50s or the 60s.
That's
but
right.
Honestly, Brian doesn't listen to shit unless it's on the show. So it's all Logan. So make sure that it sounds upbeat and fabulous. And we're back.
Oh, my God, we're back. Thank you again. Oh, my God, who's our artist? Yeah, another human error. Nothing to it. Thank you for another human error being our featured artist this week from Portland, Oregon. Check him out, soundcloud.com/anotherhumanerror. You can check him out also at andersonandbrian.com. That's where you go for all your Film Vault needs. Find out more about Gil. Gil Letelier. Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, Gil Letelier, host of The Mutant Season. Check him out on Twitter, at Mutant Season.
Sounds like Letelier.
Oh, that's right. You guys have something in common, Kenny.
Hey, Gil, quick question.
Yes?
Have you ever heard of Woody Allen?
No.
Woody Allen. No. God, it's good to be young.
I know.
Nothing against Woody Allen. I'm just saying, if I haven't even heard of Woody Allen yet, it's like, wow.
He was a big star in the 70s.
He still is.
No, I wouldn't say that.
He made a movie that was up for Best Picture last year.
That's true, yes. Actually.
Still, he makes a movie a year.
It's a nostalgic pick.
He is a nerd.
Okay. He's a nostalgic pick.
He's a nerd, so you should know.
That's right. Number three for me. Oh, this might, you might get confused, Gil, between the current release and the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about a movie called Transformers. No. That's right. 9-year-old Brian, very big into Transformers. Oh, when I found out they were making a Transformers movie when I was a little kid in 1986, top three happiest days of my life. I was very excited for a Transformers cartoon. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the cartoon? Have you seen the animated film? It's pretty awesome.
Did you
really
like it?
Yeah.
It was okay. Mm-hmm. Said it was okay.
Yeah, I like the live one more.
Well, everyone does.
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah, actually, my dad's best friend is the producer, Don Murphy.
Oh,
hey, look at that!
How about that? Mm-hmm. So I have him to thank.
His best friend.
Yeah. His best friend.
One of my best friends was a loader. He put all the film into the canisters for that movie.
Do you believe people get paid for that, Gil?
Eh, someone's got to do it.
Actually, don't. Know what
kind of
job that is
either.
It's a technical job.
You shoot it on film, right? And there's a guy who actually, like, you have a camera and somebody has to put the film in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually quite complicated when it's a big movie reel. Mm-hmm. It's a big magazine for a film camera. So they got to do it in a tent and you have to do it with your eyes closed, essentially. You can't see what you're doing. And it's a skill job. And you do it as starters when you start working in the movie industry. Yeah. If you ever wanted to work in the movie industry, that's something you might do.
He's going to go right to the top. Gil's not going to waste his time loading.
Sure, your dad's a producer. Your dad's best friend is a producer, I should say.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually interviewed him, too.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How was he?
He was good.
Did he apologize for Transformers?
How dare you? Transformers 1986.
Apologize to the...
very important
he did Real Steel, too.
Oh!
Well, Don Murphy's done tons of films. Mm-hmm. He used to be with Joe Simpson, right? That was his producing partner?
Yeah.
You wouldn't... I don't know if you'd know that.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. But Don Murphy did many, many films.
He's planning on trying to do more robot movies.
Oh, that'd be fantastic!
Mm-hmm. I'm going to call Michael Beck.
I was going to say, I don't know what they are next.
What do you think of Real Steel?
What
do you think of it? What do you think of Real Steel?
Awesome.
Yeah?
Pure awesome.
Really? Okay. Well, Mike, we might get to it later in that case.
Yeah.
But Transformers, 1986. Regular listeners of this show are going to find it hard to believe that I love Transformers so much, but there it is. In 1986, that was very important in a young Bob Bryan's life. When Optimus Prime died in that film, got a little dusty in the theater. Got a little dusty.
That's Bryan saying he cried.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what...
Did you cry when you saw it?
No.
You ever cried at a movie?
No.
You haven't seen E.T.?
I have.
You didn't cry?
I've seen E.T. No.
You have no soul.
Yeah.
Why don't you have a soul?
Heart of steel. Real steel. Wait, what about Real Steel?
You didn't cry, really?
No, I didn't cry.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you mean, like, on the outside, no. But on the inside, I was sad.
Like a sad clown. All right. Mm-hmm. Number three for me is Transformers. Go ahead, Gil. What's your number three? I want to hear your number three, Gil.
And this is going
to
be surprising, actually. My number three
is Real Steel. What?
Real Steel.
That's awesome. It's pure awesomeness.
Uh-huh.
It's pure awesomeness.
Awesome.
I can't wait to hear what one and two are.
Yep.
But number three is pure awesomeness.
What was the best part of Real Steel for someone who hasn't seen
it? Best part of Real Steel, I got to say, is... Oh, my Oh my! This is so hard to pick. The movie was so great. Okay, I can't so pick great. Like a favorite part.
The entire thing was yeah. equally great. Pure awesome.
Let's see.
Hugh Jackman.
Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah.
The my favorite part was when the
I have huge regret. Now,
so hard.
I've heard
I'll
that
try
you
to get back to it later.
Word on the street, Gil, is that you high fived Hugh Jackman. Is that true?
Yep.
Yeah.
True.
How did that work?
That was awesome, actually.
Where was that?
This was at San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you went up and you said, hey, high five. And you high-five. He probably had no idea who he was high-fiving, huh?
No, he knew me.
Oh, he did? Okay, cool.
Well, not like, we didn't like introduce each other. Just
But
Don
he knew
Murphy,
he was high-fiving
yeah,
somebody,
told,
not just another
Don
kid.
Murphy, told, Don Murphy told, probably told him who I was.
Give me a little high-five. How's that compare?
Oh, pretty underwhelming.
Pretty... Let's say,
I could put that on my resume. High fives as well as Hugh Jackman.
You know, Hugh Jackman's really into like Broadway and singing and dancing and all that stuff. Like along with being like, yeah.
You know, singing is and dancing in Broadway?
Yeah. I know what that is.
All right, just want to make sure. You didn't know who Woody Allen was. I just want to make sure. I just want to figure out where we are.
You think Hugh Jackman's gay?
Is he made of wood?
No, Woody Allen is not made of wood.
Oh, like in Toy Story.
Number three for me. This is a movie I stand behind.
Well, that makes sense.
I had a question for Gil.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions. You're also dropping all sorts of knowledge on the child. Go ahead.
You've ruined it now.
No, go ahead. Ask
Do you
a
think
question.
Hugh Jackman's gay?
What? Do you know
no,
what gay
I
is?
Don't.
Brian, why are you playing my role here? What's going on? Why are you being the jerk?
Well, you high fived him, you would know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number three for you.
I don't think he is. Just because a man sings and dances doesn't mean that... It's like a guy who likes pink. It doesn't mean you're gay. All right? Let's not judge books.
Logan's wearing like a purplish shirt. This guy's kind of blue. It's kind of blue.
Do you think Logan's gay?
Okay. No.
Number three for me.
Oh, you're both half Asian. Oh, this is interesting. First time I had a full line... No, John Cho is full Asian.
Yeah, Cho's full Asian.
Do you know John Cho?
Oh, my God.
There are two superheroes who are gay.
Ace and Gary?
Yeah, Ace and Gary.
Marvel superheroes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I knew about
Hulkling
that.
Hulkling and
Fountain
from the Mini
yeah,
Avengers.
They're newer. Yeah, they're newer mm-hmm. superheroes, right?
Yeah, they have a gay relationship.
That's crazy.
Who is
but
it?
I guess
what
it's that day
Hulkling
and
somebody else.
Hulkling?
Hulkling, the Mini Hulk.
Hulkling.
And
Hulkling.
Then there's...
Why does he got to be mini? Just because he's gay, they make him small? Okay.
Then there's the son of Thor.
Now, interesting. So he's like a son of a god.
Uh-huh.
Oh, was he in the Avengers?
Thor's like,
no,
I don't care.
Thor doesn't have a son in the Avengers.
Yeah,
I don't
Thor's
know
like,
much
I don't
about
care. I'm going to love him just the same.
Let me ask you this. Hulkling. Hulkling?
It's Hulk.
Okay. Now, is he normal? Is he straight when he's normal? And then when he becomes a Hulk, does he become gay? Is that how it works?
Oh, I see. No? That's when he transforms.
No, he's always gay. He's actually always...
Does he turn pink or green?
No, he was actually always...
That's so much fun to be had.
Sorry, one second. He's actually always Hulk.
He's always,
he never
always Hulk? He never goes back to normal?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, it was because... I'm going to do a spoiler alert right now. Okay. So the Avengers sacrifice themselves great evil. And then all their sons and daughters were
become,
so
awesome.
Yeah.
It's a weird twist. I didn't know that happened. Really? They sacrificed themselves for great evil.
Yeah, because it was like, it almost
it's like the opposite
killed the
of
world.
Jesus.
So they had to become like a... I guess bomb.
Uh-huh.
I'm right now doing
doing air quotes.
Yeah, they had to like explode themselves into the great evil. They couldn't just smash them. So
kill them.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it's four in their name. Okay, so that's at the end of like book 173 or something like.
Well, I don't know which book it was in. Yeah, it just said in the comic how they die. Okay. Yeah,
Gil's a comic savant.
I know. I've heard that. I've heard.
But
talk
you like?
About
do you like video games more or comics more?
Comics more.
Have you ever high-fived Stan Lee?
Oh no! Okay. No,
I thought so you just said
I
you didn't
like,
know who Stan
I was
Lee
like,
was.
I was like, blank for a second. There.
Yeah, he is the. Yeah.
He's not made of wood. He's not made of wood.
Yeah, I know that. I know who Stan Lee is.
Number three for me, like. Beastmaster.
Oh no,
Beastmaster. Now you're familiar with He-Man.
Oh yeah, Masters of the Universe has not stood the test of time.
Beastmaster, I love this movie. I watch this movie over and over and over. Now imagine this: it's a guy who is the Beastmaster, who has control over all the animals in the universe, and anytime he needs, and it's not a cartoon, it's real life.
Not Dr. Doolittle.
He's got actual ferrets, and it's like back in the olden times, like the Dark Ages. It's like, and there's a really evil man named Max, spelled with two A's in the middle, M A A X. It's all right, you can do that. It's not.
And Rip Torn plays Max. Rip Torn's a real-life drunk man nowadays. He's a real-life drunk man.
Mm-hmm.
And Tanya Roberts, who I thought was the prettiest girl ever.
She was once.
She played Kiri. And it's a very, very good movie. It's called Beastmaster. I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
They throw a baby in a fire. And it's PG. And they throw a baby in a fire. So check it out. They do.
Look at that. Even Katie's cracking a smile. This is great. It was one of the best days of my
life. Very good movie. Very good movie. You can get it on. It's very good. All right.
I don't know.
You want to write that one down.
Poor Logan's got his work cut out for him. He's got to trim so much.
No, you don't have to trim this. It's fine. Put it up, Rob. We're good.
Oh, my goodness.
Whose glasses are these?
I don't know how to follow that up.
Terminator Elf's glasses.
Number two for me. I mentioned there were a couple films on my list. There. Here we go. I mentioned there were a couple films on my list that were good films, Gil. Easy, buddy.
Everyone's getting out of control. Everyone's settled down.
Most of these are bad films. But yes, this is a good film, and it stands the test of time. In fact, it was nominated for 4 Oscars. It's from 1984. Gilly Pell, Little League? You play Little League baseball? Do you do any of that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You do. Well, I play Little League, too. And my
what position?
Team, what position? What do you play?
Third base.
All over the place? Yeah, all over the place. Yeah, I play, too. And my team was the Braves. And it was Little League, so I was whatever I was, 9 or 10 or 11 years old. And I got number 9, because they assign you random numbers. So I got number 9. And there was a movie that was very important in my life at that time. It was called The Natural. And The Natural starred an actor named Robert Redford as the character Roy Hobbs. And his number was number 9, too. And I'm not going to give anything away if you haven't seen The Natural. But,
it's real boring, I can tell you that.
It's very long.
Very boring.
Much like this episode.
You will not like it.
But the ending,
don't
however...
Don't write it down. No babies and fires. Not a good movie.
No. But the ending is awesome. It's one of the awesomest endings. And you're going to love it. In fact, you may just want to fast forward straight to the ending.
Watch it when you're like 15 or 16. Then you might like it then, but probably not.
I think you have to be into baseball at the time. So, you're a Dodgers fan, aren't you? Are you a Dodgers fan?
I am a Dodgers fan, but more of a Yankees fan.
Ooh, that's even worse.
That's terrible. I'm gonna be honest with you. That's terrible.
Yankees.
Yeah, they buy their team. That's a problem. That's why I like the Pirates, and they're terrible because they don't have money.
Pirates.
Yeah, they're doing pretty good this year, though. Anyways,
yeah. they just beat the Giants. I like the Giants.
I heard
they're a good team. So anyhow, The Natural, fantastic music, really good looking movie. It's set in the 40s, so it's a very cool like old timey movie. But it's all about baseball.
It's all about
a guy who's a natural at baseball. He's got these natural abilities, and at one point, lightning strikes a tree outside of his house like when he's a little kid. And his dad takes the shards of the tree. The tree explodes and like catches fire. The dad takes the shards and fashions him a bat, and he calls it Wonder Boy, and it becomes his bat. Like,
and
his
he puts a lightning
bat.
Bolt. He That's brands right. a lightning bolt onto the bat.
Yeah.
And you know what team he plays for? The Knights.
The Knights.
You know who doesn't exist? The Knights.
The Knights.
Because it's a fake movie.
That's right.
I don't like fake movies with slow motion.
Lots of slow motion.
He hit the ball so far, we're supposed to believe that he hit it and it hit the lights. You know how they have lights in the outfield?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, whatever. And everyone's seen that 1,000 times. And it's slow motion and the lights and he's running around the bases. It's very melodramatic is what they call it, which is drama done to the extent that, you know melodramatic. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sure.
Comic books rife with melodramatic panels.
That's right.
Isn't it me?
Number two for you, buddy.
Yes,
your turn for number two.
Number two for me is The Avengers. The new movie Avengers.
The new one. I'm excited to see what your number one could be, because I would think that would be number one for you. Number two, The Avengers. Very good for a kid your age.
Now, you must have been very excited about The Avengers for a while.
Yeah, I was super excited. In 2010, I couldn't wait for it. I've been waiting
for it. Way back then.
Well, they knew they were making it because of the other films.
2 years for a night.
Yeah, because it was all connected.
It was like a lifetime. Like two full school years had to go by.
Well, you know, actually, I got to say, I actually like Captain America 2, so I think it's more like 6 things, so Captain America's kind of number 2, too.
Okay.
So.
Who are your favorite characters in the Avengers? Because I have two very clear-cut favorites for a guy my age.
Two or just one?
I have two that I thought were much better than everyone else. Everyone else seemed boring to me.
Well, my first one, actually, is for my favorite character.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got to say it was the Hulk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Good answer.
Yeah,
me too. That's one of my two favorites,
like,
for sure.
You must like the Tony Stark, too.
I think he was, I gotta say, I think he's the best Hulk actor for...
Ruffalo.
Mm-hmm. Ruffalo.
He reminds me a lot of the other guy that played him, Banner. They remind me, as actors, they've always reminded me of each other, so it's funny that they would play the same role. And then who would be your other favorite? Would it be Stark?
My other favorite would be Captain America.
Captain
America is my favorite.
So you're biased,
because
you saw that, and you read all about him all the time. I like his lineage. I like how he came about back in the 50s during World War II. That's really interesting, cool stuff. Yeah. All right, number two for me.
That's good stuff.
I hope that you've heard of this movie. It is very old. Obviously, I was 9 years old when I was enjoying it, so it's very old. But I hope that your dad's done you right, and your mom. And they've had you watch Time Bandits.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of Time Bandits?
I haven't.
You're not missing much.
You're going to want to go over there and write this down. You don't want to write down Time Bandits. Here's the thing, too. You got Netflix there? Go.
First.
You got
yes,
Netflix?
Yes, we have Netflix.
Well, if you have Netflix, you can actually get up right now, walk away, and go and plug it in and watch it immediately. You don't have to wait for it to come in the mail or anything, because it's watch instant.
Do you stream movies on Netflix, Phil? Do you stream movies? Do you watch them instantly?
Why would he not?
We watch them instantly.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Time Bandits. It's a good one. PG, there are some parts that scared me as a kid, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of Terry Gilliam? No. Okay. It's about a young boy who accidentally joins a band of dwarves as they jump from time period to time period looking for treasure to steal.
Yeah.
So they find this time warp, and they're constantly just going into different parts of time. So they're traveling
all over.
Like Bill and Ted, but more serious.
You ever seen Bill
fun.
And Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Never heard of Bill and Ted's. No.
No.
Oh, you're going to love Bill and Ted.
Yeah. Right. It's not on my list. Uh-huh. We're not talking about Bill
but
and
he
Ted.
He would love it.
Very good, though. Bill and Ted, especially the second one. It's called Bill and Ted Go to Hell. It's pretty good.
No, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Yeah, I know, but they renamed it. Yeah. I will always name it what they wanted to call it. All right. So Time Bandits, very good movie. Very enjoyable. It's kind of movie where it's like a fantasy movie, and you will definitely be in that world when you watch it.
It's kind of like the Neverending Story.
A little bit like that. It's very similar to that, but I like this one more. I think this one's a more quality movie.
I think that was a movie. We did an episode, Gil, top five movies that scared us when we were young, like your age, and I think that was on my list. Neverending Story scared me.
It did?
Yeah, for some reason the whole like
I was laughing on that.
I was also kind of a wimp, but it was the
you just used the word was, which was incorrect.
I'm also kind of still a wimp, but it was like the sinking into the quicksand and the nothing and all that stuff. It was all a little too intense for me. Couldn't deal with it.
I was also laughing on that movie.
All right, Gil, I have to rub it in.
Yeah.
John Cleese plays Robin Hood in Time Bandits. Sean Connery.
I feel bad enough, Gil.
Sean Connery plays
my own podcast.
King Agamemnon? Yeah, that's it. Shelley Duvall plays Dame Pansy. And Ian Holm plays Napoleon. See, they span the gamut of time, and they go through all these. A lot like Brian said, a lot like Bill and Ted's. But you learn some things about history. You see some very scary. There's this one scene, and I'll warn you, it disturbed me as a child. He pops into this new time warp. He's in the desert somewhere, and he's in the middle of a fight that these two guys are having, these two big men are having out in the middle of the desert. And one of them fashioned a mask or a hat or a helmet out of an actual bull's head. So he cut the head off, let it rot, dug out the hole, and then put it over his head. So it was real, and it was creepy. And that scared me. That scared me a lot. And he made sounds like, but it's cool. It's really cool. It sticks with you.
You ever been in a fight, Gil?
No.
Good.
Time Bandits.
Anderson has a lot of them.
Kids don't fight nowadays. They do it all online.
Mm.
Online bullying. Online fighting. Any bullies at your school?
No.
Good job. Yeah, really? I've been hearing a lot about that. Yeah, that's a lot good. Of like the bullies have been eradicated.
They're squashing the bullies. They're making it uncool to bully.
Brian wouldn't know what to do with himself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was bullied a
back
lot.
Back in school.
I was bullied
the bullies
a lot.
Are watching Cartoon Network now.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. They have a program for no bullying on Cartoon Network, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it any good?
It's good, actually, yeah.
All right.
Probably how they're stopping it.
Don't know if bullies are actually watching Cartoon Network. Time Bandits.
Time Bandits.
David Warner plays the evil genius.
Yeah.
Of course, there's one evil genius, just like Beastmaster, but I could have put Time Bandits on my list last week for we did top five heist movies. And this is all about
you know
heist.
What a heist movie is? It's where people are trying to steal something, like
so
a bank robbery or something.
A little kid about your age, about my age when we used to watch this over and over again, and he's running around with a bunch of little people, a bunch of dwarves.
Yeah.
And they're trying to steal riches. It's very good. All right.
You ever seen The Matrix?
Matrix, yes.
You have seen that. That's awesome. That is rated R.
What is this number one going to be?
It is rated R.
It's
I thought that was PG-13.
I'm pretty sure it's PG-13.
Matrix.
I'm pretty sure it's PG-13. Yeah, you don't get that big of a movie rated R.
Let's find out.
Doesn't translate. I'm excited to see what your number one is.
Yeah, number one for me. We'll get to yours in a second.
I'm excited to see what could it be?
Oh, mine or his?
I don't care about yours. I'm sure yours is something I've heard 1,000 times.
It's probably.
I would have said
Iron Man.
Oh, that's probably going to be Captain America. I think he already tipped his hat.
Tipped his hand? What is it? Tipped his hand?
Tipped his hand.
Tipped his hand, yeah.
It's a
book.
Actually, I'm just going to give you a hint. It's not really close.
Oh.
Really?
Maybe a comedy? Okay, hold
on. That's all I can say.
Watch him come out with Sophie's Choice or something.
That's all I can
say. Number one.
Number one.
Terms of Endearment.
Number one for me. Oh, it's a four-way tie.
What, Brian? Come on.
Well, considering they came out in four consecutive years, Police Academy 1 through 4 was very important in a young Bob Ryan's life.
You didn't let on when we had Bobcat on a few weeks ago.
I know, I never
you
brought didn't it let up. Him know. I was too terrified. Gil, you ever heard of a movie called Police Academy?
No.
Oh, my God. It is not appropriate for kids. It is a...
It was back in our day, though.
Wait, is Police Academy... is. Which one?
That's the one where a group of misfits, a group of like sort of like losers get together and they join the police academy. It's a comedy.
I've never seen it, but I've heard of this.
You're not missing much, Gil. It's a terrible series of films. They made like eight of them. They made eight of them, and like number one through four came out when I was a little kid, and the rest I didn't really pay attention to.
It's very funny.
It's not funny at all. The first one was marginally clever. It's a funny idea, Gil. So get this. This one loser gets, he's like, instead of going to jail, he gets in trouble. And he's like, instead of going to jail, you can join the police academy and become a police officer.
One.
That's number one. And he says, okay, well, I'm just going to join and then quit so I can get out of it. He's like, no.
Who's
the
this?
One, Steve Guttenberg. He's like, you can't quit. That's Mahoney. You can't quit. You can be thrown out, but you can't quit. On the other side, the people running the police academy, they're under orders. You can't throw anybody out. No one can be thrown out of here. If they can quit on their own, that's fine. But we're not. We're hurting for recruits. So we can't throw anybody out. So it's this funny thing where he wants to leave, but he can't quit. And the other guy wants him out, but he can't throw him out. So there's a series of misadventures.
Very unlikely equation.
And I just realized I described a film that is much better than it actually was. It's a terrible movie, and they got worse. Number two
is by far the best. By far the best.
But that's not saying much.
Number three, the same thing happens where like a bad guy who's like my favorite guy, he's an actor, Bobcat Goldthwait, comedian as well. We had him on a few weeks ago. He was my favorite actor in that movie. Mm-hmm. And funny things like this happen. Like he used to be a punker guy and he was always in trouble. And then the end of the first one, the second one, he gets in trouble. And then they make him go to the police academy for the third one. And funny things like this happen. Like he has a mean sergeant who's saying, you got to clean up trash even if it's dark time. And I'm going to be watching you. So take these flashlights and clean up the trash. So he and his buddy, they put the flashlights on dog collars. And the dogs are just like running around eating trash, and then they go, and then his boss is looking down, and he sees the flashlights running around, but he just sees the flashlights, he doesn't see the dogs, so he thinks that the guy's still picking up trash. See what I'm saying? It's a funny gag.
Broad comedy. There's a recurring joke involving the Blue Oyster Bar.
Kid didn't like it. He didn't like the explanation. Gil didn't like it. I'm done with Police
How about
Academy.
The Blue Oyster Bar?
Yeah, that's inappropriate.
That's inappropriate.
Yeah, we're not talking about superheroes again.
That's true,
Brian. It looks like a butthole. Behind him.
Oh, come on.
That's what it looks like. Every time I look at Brian, I just see a butthole behind him.
First of all, you shouldn't know what that looks like, right, Gil? That's right. Thank you.
Gosh.
Anderson's been to jail.
I have not been to jail. It's not true. They made me go to the police academy instead. All right, let's go.
Number one for you, Gil. Very excited.
Okay, I'm excited for this, too. And this is what inspired my logo for my podcast.
Okay.
I love your logo, by
Mars
the way.
Mars Attacks.
Yeah. Oh, how did we not film.
Tim Burton.
Oh, right there in front of our face.
Talking about Mars Attacks.
Tim Burton, Mars Attacks.
Tim Burton.
Yeah.
My favorite movie of all times, and probably will be.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Stick to it. My brother, when he was your age, he said that about Back to the Future. And you know what?
Still is.
Still is.
Get
favorite movie.
You like that one as well, right?
Yeah, it's probably like my 6 or 7, but it's only 5.
Just
so
missed
I
the
could.
List.
Did you see? Have you seen other Tim Burton? Have you seen all of Tim Burton's movies?
Yeah, like we had like kind of like a Tim Burton night
marathon,
one night,
yeah.
Because we should watch all the Tim Burton movies. So we started watching a Tim Burton movie, and then suddenly we saw Mars Attacks.
Blew your mind.
Oh, you gotta see this. You gotta see this movie, Mars Attacks. It's gonna be your favorite, and it is.
Wow, your dad knows you. Mm-hmm. Your dad knows you well.
That's awesome.
My dad didn't know me. He would take me to movies called like Tightrope by Clint Eastwood, and he would say, you're gonna love it. And I didn't like it. No. It was very scary and awful for a child. Yeah. My dad was wrong. Your dad was right.
Have you seen all of Tim Burton's films?
We talked about this. What did you think of Sleepy Hollow?
Sleepy Hollow, I love.
How about Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
I really want to see Frankenweenie.
That looks creepy, man. He looks like the dog is so rotten.
Well, I want to see it. First of all, I'm going to support my friend's dad, actually. He worked on it with Tim Burton.
Oh.
Is his name Selleck?
No.
Yeah.
Darn. It's George McClemens. One of our guests.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, and also the movie looks awesome.
You saw Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Pee-wee's Big Adventure
Did you see that one? That was Tim Burton's first film.
Then I haven't seen
You gotta see Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Large Marge is gonna freak you out.
Large Marge might scare you. But no, Pee-wee, you know Pee-wee, yeah.
Pee-wee. Oh, Pee-wee. Okay, yeah, I've seen that one then, yeah.
You have?
Large
Yeah,
Marge?
I've seen that one then, yeah.
Tell him Large Marge sent you?
Yeah, tell him Large Marge sent you. She'll freak you out, yeah.
Yeah, just scare you? Just scared of Ladaria?
Not really. I actually saw this when I was younger, so scared of the ghost. I don't remember much of it.
I feel like you're lying to us.
Trying to figure out the Ghostbuster. Yeah, I feel like that.
I gotta say, Ghostbusters was horrible to me. It was... Not bad, but it was really
scary.
Yeah,
I think you saw it when you were too young. You should probably go back and revisit that.
Yeah, it was probably like when I was five, I guess.
Yeah, I could see that being traumatic for a five-year-old.
You know what scared me when Edward I was like four? Was like E.T. E.T. scared me when I was four. I don't know why. Looking back on it, it's a delightful film, but I'm saying like when you're a certain age, certain films scare you. You don't know why.
Brian looks a little like E.T. Imagine him, you know, if you're a little like brown.
I don't have that long of a neck, but I'm bald.
Have you seen Edward Scissorhands?
Yes.
Yeah, good one.
I have. Good one. That was a really good
Beetlejuice?
Beetlejuice is awesome.
I saw a little bit. For some reason, actually, the big bugs kind of freaked me out.
Wow.
Sandworms. No. Yeah, that's sandworms.
No, the giant beetles freaked me out.
I don't even remember the beetles in Beetlejuice. Yeah, I think we're thinking about a different movie. You know, the Beetlejuice on
I think it's the,
Howard Stern, God rest his soul. That was the scariest of all.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah. I think it was some, maybe it wasn't a beetle, but it was some bug was on top, and Beetlejuice was on top of a tower.
Funny thing about Beetlejuice, no beetles, no juice.
No beetles, no juice, yeah.
Yeah, there's no beetles, no juice, so I don't know what movie. But Beetlejuice is good. It might not stand up, though. A kid your age might not like it, actually. It might be a little bit too over the top with the singing and dancing.
For some reason, when I look at Beetlejuice,
Are you talking about the Howard Stern Beetlejuice or the movie?
He has no Howard Stern Beetlejuice.
I'm just making sure.
Okay,
clarifying.
I'm talking about the Tim Burton one.
Okay.
Yeah. I kind of, to me, the graphics and everything, which probably isn't computer graphics. But
it's stop motion animation like Gumby.
Yeah. Sorry,
like Gumby.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Gumby?
Yeah.
Gumby does he have a...
Pokey.
Gumby and Pokey, do they have comics? Where they came from? No.
I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
When I look at Beetlejuice, I also think of Neverending Story.
It's same vein.
Yeah, it's like I see the dragon, then I see the bugs.
Yep.
Yes.
And the sandworms that eat Beetlejuice. Spoiler alert. Number one for you, buddy. Very excited for this.
Mars Attacks. How do we not figure that out?
Right there in front of our face.
He's
you ever heard of the Beatles? Talking about Beatles, Beetlejuice. You ever heard of the Beatles, the band?
The band, yes.
Ever heard of Ringo Starr?
Yes.
Yes. Well, he plays a character named Took. Along with Dennis Quaid, who plays Lar. See where I'm going with this? Shelley Long is also in this one. She plays Tala. The name of the movie? Caveman.
Yeah, there was a movie called Caveman back in the day.
Caveman. How do you like dinosaurs? What? You're questioning with the thumbs up, like, maybe I like them?
Tentative thumbs up? Tentative.
What if those dinosaurs came from outer space?
Yes. Love it.
Okay, well, let's pretend that that's the case in this movie. It's not. And it's all about cavemen. And Ringo Starr is the main caveman. And there's a large man who is bullying him all the time. And there's dinosaurs everywhere. And they take a pterodactyl egg and they go to like a hot plume and they actually make a hard boil like a fried egg over the hot plume and it's amazing and Caveman and it's instant watch now. You can watch it. You want to write it down there?
No, you're not going to want to do that.
Caveman. It's funny. It's enjoyable. If you like Spaceballs, you're going to like Caveman. There's very little like talking. It's almost all like and people like doing motions and movements and it's very funny. Watch it all the time as a child. Caveman. Check it out.
Okay.
Caveman.
Yeah.
Ringo Starr, the drummer for Beatles.
He's Ringo Starr.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's the star of the movie.
Yes, he's Ringo Starr of the movie. That's true.
Time has not been kind to Caveman.
A Took. He also, it's the same guy that wrote it. He wrote The Jerk. Same guy that wrote and directed Caveman. He also wrote The Jerk.
Now, here's the part of the show, Gil, where we do honorable mentions. We talk about movies that almost made our list. So what I want you to do is, in the next minute or so, think of a few other movies you love but just didn't make your list, you know, the next ones. And we're going to give a couple of also-rans. And then when it comes to you, we'll get a couple more that you love but they didn't make the list. Anderson, do you have some extra
I do. Films? This one killed me. It pained me to take it off, but it's a movie called The Double MacGuffin. The Double MacGuffin. Orson Welles, Brian.
Never even heard of that.
Orson Welles narrates.
And the plot follows a group of boarding school students who discover in succession a suitcase full of money. In the very beginning of the movie, they find this. Imagine, like, there's a bunch of kids, and you're walking like home from school, and you see something underneath, like, a little bridge area, and it looks like you actually see it fly out of a car, and you're like, hey, let's go check that out. And you open it up, it's a suitcase full of money, and it also has a dead body next to it and a dismembered hand, and it has a ring on it.
Ooh.
And the kids, they're all in boarding school. They all look for, try and figure out what's going on with this, and they go to the authorities, and the authorities don't believe, and they think they're making it up, so they have to solve the crime themselves, much like Scooby-Doo.
Oh, well, that doesn't make sense. If there's a dead body, why aren't the authorities? Why aren't
the? Yeah, I know, because they didn't drag the dead body out, and then they went back and it was gone. It was one of those things, the double MacGuffin.
Okay.
Yeah, but Blair from The Facts of Life, which you've never heard of, actually was one of the kids.
How about that?
One of the kids.
Yeah.
Also, Stripes, which I should not have been watching.
Oh, that's a great film, though.
Vacation, which
that's a good movie.
Vacation is very funny. I don't know if you would like it, but Rusty was my hero growing up. Rusty, gotta love that Rusty. Wolfen, which no one's ever heard of apparently. 1981 Wolfen. Superman 3 almost made the cut. Love that Superman 3 with Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
And Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Most of the films I loved as a kid were centered, well, given Gil extra time to think.
Gil was going
to
say something, though.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Go ahead.
So you can see it.
Was
you yeah,
no,
you were. You watch, was. I said this, Empire Strikes Back, which is one of my favorites.
Most of the films I loved when I was a kid
He was about to say something again. As soon as you started talking. Wasn't he?
I was just going to say that. Star Wars. I love Star Wars too. That's awesome.
It's good stuff.
I was going to say, we could have just skipped that. Yeah.
Empire Strikes Back.
Aren't you glad we stopped for that?
Return of the Jedi.
Most of the films, Anderson, I loved when I was a kid, were centered around.
It's originally called Revenge of the Jedi. It's supposed to be called Revenge of the Jedi. And then they're like, no, revenge is negative. We'll call it Return.
That's right. Because a Jedi would never seek revenge.
I learned that on Storage Wars.
Yeah. We're centered around things that I liked as a kid anyway. Like, for example, I loved the film Garbage Pail Kids. They made a film out of that, and boy, was it terrible. I loved Masters of the Universe. That was He-Man again. He-Man's going to make a comeback. You mark my words. He-Man's going to make a comeback.
It's kind of true.
The Wizard with Fred Savage.
Absolutely.
The Nintendo movie.
No.
He's a wizard. He plays Nintendo. No. And Body Slam was a terrible, terrible film about wrestling, starring Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I loved Little Shop of Horrors and Airplane 2.
Yeah.
Not Airplane 1, Airplane 2.
Airplane 1.
I love Airplane 1 now. Back then, it was Airplane 2. Gil, other movies you love?
Well, first of all, you already know I love the Back to the Future.
That's
which
right.
Almost made the
Good
cut.
Choice, by the way. That movie holds up.
Yeah. All the Star Wars movies.
Of course.
Also.
Actually, this movie next, I saw this at my friend's house. His parents actually warned us. If you want to watch it, you can, but this has a lot of cursing.
Uh-oh. What movie?
It was Bad News Bears.
Yeah.
It's a baseball.
Yeah, that's funny, though.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
no.
It was hilarious. It was the baseball.
The old one or the new one?
I'm not sure, actually.
Oh, okay. Did it look new or did it look old?
It looked old.
Yeah, it probably was.
Yeah, but you know what? Old to Gil is like 1999, 2005.
Point. Yeah, but this new one was like 2006.
That could look old to Gil, though.
There was cursing in it? There were bad words? Did he say the N-word?
The N-word.
Did he call them bad names?
I don't know what N-word or
okay, good.
It was like
good.
N-word, C-word, good. D-word. I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Did he throw a trophy at them at the end?
A trophy at them at the end.
Is that it?
No, it's not that one.
Which one did you show him? Did you show him the old or the new?
The old one.
Also, then it's the new one, then.
Yeah,
but the old one doesn't have much. The new one has much cursing in it, though. It's a PG-13.
No,
I heard there's a lot
of
cursing.
It didn't have that cover.
I'll bet it was the old one. If he warned about the cursing,
it was actually real people.
There you go. I'll bet it was the old one.
Oh, was the coach drinking beer?
Yes.
Oh, it's the old one. I don't know. I haven't seen the new one, but I heard that they didn't let him drink in the new one. Okay, cool.
That's a great movie. You're right.
Yeah.
A lot of cursing, but funny.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I don't think there was the trophy at the end, maybe.
Yeah, it was the one.
Yeah.
Buttermaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. Anything else? Or is that
so distracting?
Oh, yes. There's one more.
Yeah.
It was Batman Returns.
That's a fantastic film.
And there was one more. Sorry. One last one.
Batman Returns.
It was the Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
With Jack. Mm-hmm. Now, was it Dark Knight you were talking about?
No, it's Batman Returns.
Tim Burton film.
Wow, you're a hipster. In training. You're on your way.
Did you see the original, the Tim Burton Batman from 1989 with Michael Keaton? And it's a Tim Burton movie, and it's Batman. That's got to be right up your alley.
I don't really pay attention to actors sometimes, so I'm not sure.
Okay, but wait, have you seen it, though?
Yeah.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure you've seen it.
It's an also-ran for him.
I've seen all of the Batman movies, and I'm excited for The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah. How could you not be?
Yeah.
My friend, who worked as a loader on the Transformers, also worked on this one. Not as a loader.
Oh, really?
This time he's putting the actual lenses on the cameras.
Ooh, that's important. Yeah.
Ooh. He was in Pittsburgh, and he went to India, I think, and he went all over the world shooting for this movie. Good stories.
Are you excited for 3 years down the road when they reboot the series?
For which one?
Batman. They're going to reboot the series
Batman.
3 years down the
yes,
road.
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. I thought so. That's awesome. Well, thanks, Gil. You're a fantastic guest. We love your podcast. Oh, I can't speak for Anderson, but I love your podcast.
I enjoy it thoroughly.
Thank you for having me come.
Buddy, have you been a guest on other people's podcasts yet?
Yeah, I think like one with Katie and Logan. Yeah.
Okay, save it for air.
And then I think
we'll
there's one
out.
More.
We'll cut
was
that
on
out.
Anymore?
We'll cut that out for sure.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay. Well, good. We're happy to be the first podcast to have you on as a guest. We'll pick it up from right there. Thank you for coming on.
He's like serious though. He is serious. Yeah. That's the thing.
Gil, good luck with your live event. Where can people go?
I think I said good luck with your life.
Well, good luck with your life, but also with your live event.
What does that look
show,
like behind
your birthday
Brian?
Show? No, don't say that. The live show, the birthday show. Where do people go? A Nerd Melt Theater or something? Yeah, but it'll be
the tickets aren't available yet, but they will be available on nerdmeltla.com. It'll be August 7th. It'll start at like 6 or 7 p.m.
5, about 6.
You know what we're going
to
do?
Try coming 5:40 to make sure.
Well, here's what we're going to do, Gil. We're going to knock out a whole bunch of birds with one stone. We're just going to tell people to follow at Mutant Season. And when they follow you, you'll just tweet out the information and they'll get it and they'll see it in their little Twitter feed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So follow at Mutant Season. It's a fantastic podcast. I highly recommend you download it and give it a try. It's I promise you, it's unlike anything else you've ever heard. It is very, very unique in the world of podcasting. So good job.
And yeah, I'm not just saying this. You're good. Like if you're 19, 20 years old, you'd be good. You're a very good broadcaster.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ask good questions. I like the show.
15. If you're 15, you'd be good. You're a really good broadcaster. You know what I mean? You don't ever get nervous. You're never stumbling. You ask your questions. You're assertive. It's good. It's really good.
I love the show too.
Good. Good. Oh, thanks.
Oh,
buddy.
I thought you were talking about his own show. No, don't listen to that. No, that's an already
show.
That's
not for you. That's not for
us. It's good to say that, though. That's good instincts. It's good instincts that you say that. You're a good broadcaster.
I appreciate it.
You're a good broadcaster.
Thank you to Another Human Error from Portland, Oregon. Check them out. SoundCloud.com/AnotherHumanError. They're on AndersonandBrian.com, along with every film we discuss, every episode. Links to all of Gil's stuff. We'll eventually have a link up there for his... all of his information, right? We'll put all the information about Gil, ways to contact him, ways to get in touch with him. Facebook.com/TheFilmVault, Twitter @TheFilmVault, SaveItForAir.com, TheAfterDisaster.com.
Look at this. It goes and goes.
Yeah, but this is all important stuff.
It's fine if I say something.
Of course, buddy. Well,
and if you want to find out when my live birthday show is, just make sure you keep up to date on my Twitter and you'll know.
Oh, that's right, Twitter.
That's right. Oh, we have how foolish of us not to mention that. @MutantSeason. Follow him @MutantSeason.
Mutant Season. Yes, he checks up on his Twitter much more often than I do.
Yep, and, everyone does, Anderson. Michael Jackson does. Hey! What the hell now?
I'm pretty sure I'm not supposed to see that.
Hey, I was looking for, you know what I was looking for? I was looking for a picture of Bane.
Why'd you bring that in?
From the new Dark Knight. But my friend actually took it on set of him on the set. I was going to show it. It's cool, but I was finding horrible pictures that other people, namely Mike Cathro with Psycho Mike, has sent me, which is just littering my phone. So I was trying to find something to show you, and then I realized the danger was too great of me showing you the wrong thing. But which of all the movies that you heard, you wrote down a couple.
Oh, yeah,
which
Spaceballs.
Do you think you're going to check out there?
I'm definitely gonna check out Time Bandits. Of course, Spaceballs.
Smart.
And
gonna sell you on Caveman, huh? Gonna sell you on Caveman.
Bandits. Well, usually I like when there's real words.
Yeah,
real words. Well, you don't have to read. It's not a subtitle. It might be like one or two things. I don't think it's subtitled at all. It's very funny.
It's not funny.
What about Beastmaster with the baby?
Beastmaster.
In the fire. Any interest in that?
That sounds a little intense.
It is a bit intense.
Maybe I'll try it.
Guy's got an eyeball in his hand in the middle of his palm. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Check it out. All right.
Okay.
Thanks very much, Gil. That was a good time.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, good time. Check out his... follow him on Twitter, by the way, if I mentioned that, @MutantSeason. And Anderson?
Hey, we're doing it for you. We're doing it for Brian. And we're doing it for Van Gogh.